Hello,
Hello.
guest caller. You're number five.
All right.
You've won the rights to be on Geek Brunch with me.
The phrase that pays is
Well,
let me think. I can't think of anything.
I'll still let
Thank
you
you for
be
having me
on.
on the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
You were the fifth caller. You didn't have to do the click it or ticket phrase.
I forgot it.
It was either
But
click
thank
it or ticket or be kind, rewind.
you. That's a good one. Be kind, rewind.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Mike. Calling in from beautiful sunny California.
Yeah, you're
My
underneath the palm
studio.
trees right now.
My studio. Working on my next
Novella.
for Netflix. The Netflix
Yeah, I like that you've gone Hollywood. I'm waiting for you to break loose.
right. Right. We're
Once you
starting up.
start production company and that writer's room, I'm over there, man. I'm the fir your first hire.
But then you'll have to leave your job.
Well, I'm waiting till you get established and you have some kind of
Stability.
reputation. Yeah. I'll let you take all the risks and then I'll join you.
You'll jump in to provide content. You'll be the idea man.
Yeah. I came up with the liquor, so.
Lies.
Guesser. Liquor.
Remember, yeah, when I came up with the guesser.
Have you pursued an artist yet, or are you kind of just
It's
not.
on hold. On hold.
Oh.
I need to decide what I want to do.
You're making it into a feature film instead?
I should.
Yeah. What kind of actor would you get as the liquor? Like Gene Simmons or.
He's too old. Maybe I could get Gene Simmons' son.
Oh,
He
maybe you
likes comic
could.
books.
He does like comic books and like replicating them, right? Like
That's right. He
stealing
could
the
get his
ideas.
get his look from another movie, probably.
Yeah.
Just copy the wardrobe from another movie. That'd be fantastic.
He's got to
Who would
genetically
play?
have the tongue.
You don't really need. Yeah, I guess you need. That'll be an interesting casting session.
Yeah.
All right, stick out your tongue. Next, too short. Next, wanted men with long tongue.
Yeah. You need a
For
good,
feature
like,
film.
gotta get a good actor to try out, like Harrison Ford. Maybe
It's
a
too old.
carpenter that's working on the set. That's what Harrison Ford came from.
That's true. I could
Yeah.
walk, I should go to a set, walk around, tell the
Just
carpenters,
yeah, just go to the carpenters and say,
just
"Can you
say,
stick out your tongue?"
hey man, you got a long tongue.
The gaffers and all that, and you got, let me check your tongue out. Hey, lick this. Just
Like
lick
this. Can you
this.
lick my arm?
Yeah, please.
I want to see your technique.
Casting call. Lick my dick. Let me see.
Don't think that's allowed anymore.
Oh yeah, with Hollywood the way it is.
Yeah, Geek Brunch does not condone
No,
the
we don't do.
licking of balls
But in this case,
on.
it's for work though. It's legitimate. It's to find the right.
That is how this trouble started, Mike.
No, those weren't legitimate. Those were like, if you want a job, you're not telling them what to do. You're just saying, you're not telling them you're giving them a job. You're just saying, hey, can you lick this?
That's true.
Yeah, you're not saying I'm making you a star. Why
So
are you
I
licking it? You're not threatening them with being their boss. You're just saying, hey, random guy, come and lick this.
out of your own, yeah.
Yeah, lick it or ticket.
Your own volition. Come here and lick this for a second. That is the road to stardom.
Well, that's why you're not going to Heroes, is because you're doing a writer's room.
We have a yes, the liquor room.
Yeah, that sucks.
In full
What am I
force.
gonna do? You're always there, man. You're
The
usually in
heroes,
my
I know.
you're always there and you're always in my room. I won't know what to do.
There'll be an empty seat.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take a heartbeat machine just to Send you there.
I know. I'm very saddened that I will
I
not
need
be
a
at Heroes this year.
telltale heart or something.
You can order one.
Have you gone almost every year?
Almost. I mean, I didn't go
I
the
think
first
I think I think
couple
you
of.
missed a year when Ivy went, right? No, you shared a room with Ivy.
Yeah, no, there was one year I didn't go in the middle of
Oh.
summer.
Seems
I
like
don't
there's a
remember.
lot of people not going this year.
And then, yeah, I didn't go the first year, I think. I didn't go the Heath year.
That was the first one, but that you hadn't gone before.
Of course not. It was the first one.
Yeah. Did you go before you were part of Geek Brunch?
No.
Yeah, that's what I
Why?
thought.
It's too far. Too far. I wouldn't go there. One of these years, I need to go to Baltimore. Maybe I'm thinking maybe next year I'll go to Baltimore. I
Yeah.
would like to check that one out.
Well, I think I'm going to C2E2 because you're at least there one day.
Oh, if you come, I'll go all days.
All days.
All days.
And I could get some of that comfy couch action.
I don't have a comfy couch.
No, but those Nerdy Legion
Oh
guys
yeah,
do.
the Nerdy Legion boys are there.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, get your ass cheeks ready.
Yeah, get in that caboose. Get in the caboose.
In the caboose.
That's their theme. Get in the caboose.
And I do. I want to go to the Choo Choo Con, but those guys never go. They're all
Yeah.
talk. They're all talk.
It sounds weird.
I thought they were going to book that caboose, but no.
Well, the other Ferretti brother goes.
Maybe we got a. Does he have a comfy couch?
I don't know, but he's into tails and shit.
He likes that stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
He loves the caboose. That's what I hear.
Well, maybe he has seniority there. Maybe now he can get the good caboose.
Yeah.
It's a nice big caboose for us. So we all can get in
Can
at
we
the
all
same
fit
time.
in the caboose? Choo Choo Con in Chattanooga.
And then today I'm going to the cake convention,
Are you really?
which is the Chicago area. No, wait. Chicago Alternative Comic Book Expo.
When are you going to that?
After we
Is
podcast.
it open?
It opens at 11.
Well, it's open in 2 hours then. I mean, 10 minutes.
One
Oh
hour.
no, 1 hour.
It's open in 1 hour.
So this could be a short episode.
I don't go for the whole day. I just go for a
Oh.
couple hours.
It's an independent one.
Yeah, it's they hold it at the center. It's called the Center in Chicago. It's like a LGBT community center type place.
Yeah.
Like in the city, and they'd hold it like in the there's a they have a big gym there, so it's in the gym.
Oh, nice.
And it's all like alternative comic creators from the area, actually from the country.
Do you
And then
have
they
to
always
be
have.
gay or lesbian, or is it open to everybody to
Yeah, you have to
walk?
be gay. They check at the door.
Do
They check at the door if you're. You have to be one of the under one of the categories. They say, "What are you?" And then they say, "Prove it. Show me your card," they say.
Yeah. Good thing you have all those pictures to show
That's right.
him.
See, here's a picture of me at C2E2. This is kind of
Yeah.
like, oh God,
Is
yes,
that,
come
look at that caboose shot. Look at
here.
it. Look at it. Look at the comfy couch. Look what I'm doing there. Look what I'm doing at the Valiant panel. Everybody has their hand in my ass.
I'll show that picture.
They're fisting me right
Does that
now.
look like a straight man to you?
No, but I guess what I'm the serious question is if you're gonna present, do you just have to be open to it, or do you have to be gay or lesbian? Like if you're
Oh,
gonna have a
yeah,
table there,
no, they don't care. It's
it's
anyone.
op it's open to anybody, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. I think they strive for equality.
Yeah.
So when they assign, like when they give table, because more people apply than get to, I mean, like it's like any popular convention
Well,
where more
I'd
people
imagine a fixed
get
a gym
tables.
size is like what the a basketball court length. I don't know.
Yeah, probably something like that. I don't know exactly. It's hard to tell with all the tables and people in there. But I mean, it's pretty big. They have, I mean, it's a lot of tables, but yeah, when they choose the people, I think they strive for diversity, so they try and get a lot of representation from
Sure.
all over. And then they always have like a couple big names they bring in. Like last year they had the Hernandez brothers. This year they have Eddie Campbell. My favorite, 2 years ago they had what the hell's his name? Chester Brown.
Oh, is he
That
gay?
was No, I don't know. No, because he sleeps with prostitutes.
Oh, that's the guy that writes the. God, I gotta read that. I have that and I haven't read it yet.
Good. I need to reread that.
No, 'cause that's definitely in that Matt, what's his name?
Yes, Matt.
Joe Matt, Joe Matt.
I'm like Matt Kent.
I
That's
think
not
they
it.
even know each other.
Yeah, they do. Well, in Peep Show, they always have.
Well, they were together. They were at a table. There was three of them. It was Joe Matt, Chester Brown, and one other guy. And I can't remember what the other guy is.
It's Seth.
Was it Seth?
Yeah. Yeah, those they hung out together.
I just found that slice of life, like, it was so interesting to be in that world because it was a world of poverty and masturbation. No, I just, it was so weird. And then if you read like Spent, well, Spent was there, but what was the one about the when there were kids? I can't remember what it
Oh, yeah, that was the
was.
final issues. I don't remember what he called that arc.
Yeah, that one was really good. See, I read most of Peep Show, not as part of Peep Show. I read it part as
Yeah,
the
you're in the
Fantagraphics
collections.
collections. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have those, but I got on board that pretty early, so I was getting the issues.
I kind of regret
Something
not
like
going up to talking to him because I'll never see him again.
that.
No,
Yeah,
it was just like a rare thing, and I was just so afraid because of how much he masturbated. Like if I would shake his hand or something, if it'd stick to it or something.
Wait, you shake Daryl's hand, right? No, just kidding.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
You know, you don't know,
Well, I
you
used
know
to
where
give
that's
him a
been.
bro hug.
Of course.
Yeah, but he would have been like. Man, he would have been a fascinating guy to talk to.
Yeah, it would be. I loved the once I got over my shock of meeting him.
Yeah. I did go by his table, but I didn't really stop and talk to him.
Say hi to him.
And there was no line there. I could have. I was a little. I don't know why sometimes I'm a little shy about talking to creators. I don't know why.
It depends on who it is. Like some I am, some I'm not. Like if it's someone that, like Joe Matt, I would be just because I've been reading his stuff for so long, and it's
Yeah,
just
it's
such
like
a weird
how
thing.
it's such a weird thing. It's like, what do you say? You know what I mean? Because you like the work, but it's such a weird work.
I love your book. I like when you masturbate into tissues and throw them on the ground.
Yeah, he liked his porn. He had all
So
his VHS
I hear you
tapes.
like Asian women.
That's what you use as your opening line?
What's the opening line
Hi,
there?
I'm Bomer. I hear you like Asian women.
You
Yeah.
could hand him a, you could hand him a, you should just hand him like a video cassette and like wink at him. Like, check this out, bro.
Did you get your previews this week?
I have not got my comics yet, though.
Andrew Peepoy's got his dinosaur book coming out
I
with
saw you post that. It's very
Michael
exciting.
Ursulin, who's a big Batman guy. And he does a lot of stuff for Tomorrows, I know that. But I'm
Who's
looking forward to that. Michael Ursulin.
what is that Michael Ursulin doing on the
Yeah,
book?
he's writing it.
Okay, he's writing it. So Peepboy didn't write it. Didn't Peepboy write that other book of his?
Simone and Ajax, or
Yeah.
Aj yeah, he did. It's a web comic that he turned into a trade. And he had like he was doing like an Image book at one time, but the deal fell through, and he had like lots of pages for it. And I saw the pages; it looked pretty amazing. He's an amazing artist. Like, God dang, I would love to have. I'm really curious to see like how many issues this is. Like it doesn't say it's from Lionforge, and how long it lasts. Because
What's the
like
premise of it?
I think its bread and butter is I don't even know what the premise. I saw Peepoy and I was like, I'm gonna buy it. It's like it looks like some kind of like dinosaur property, like
Know. So,
upright
something like that, it's
dinosaurs.
something like that, it's and you're interested in the creator, you're just like, oh, I'll get it. And you don't even
Yeah.
like it's not even you don't need to look at the premise because it doesn't really matter. You're gonna get it anyway and read it, so
Yeah, that's kind of the way I feel. Plus, Lionforge I do get a lot of anyway. I mean, I am cutting back. I don't know if you heard, but
I heard you're all digital now.
yeah, I'm deciding to just not have to get everything. And the things that I need to read, I could always read on demand. So,
Are you gonna stop tripling down on things?
not the Valiant. I'm already in. I may on some of the collected editions. Yeah, I might, but I'm gonna keep going on the Epic line. So
What do you
it's
mean?
a weird it's a
Oh,
well the
the
Epic Marvel
collections.
Epic, yeah. It's a hard habit to break.
Yeah, I don't really consider that doubling down low because those are
Well, I own
unique.
most of the singles, so it is kind of doubling down.
True.
Yeah.
But you may be missing a couple.
But
And
it and then
in some cases,
in
it's
some
cheaper to
cases
get the
it
Epic than to fill in the holes.
well, in some cases it's tripling down. I own the single,
Previous
I own
collection.
the omnibus, you know what I mean? When the
Yeah.
sequential omnibus, and now I'm getting the epic. So, yeah. But I did good cut. Like I used a strategy where I like loaded all the books in. Like I just placed the order like I'd normally order, and it was like outrageous. Which is it's like normal. It was like my normal. And then I just said like, okay, let me search for all the number ones and then see how that works. And I started fiddling like, oh, I could read this digitally. I could read this digitally. I have to have this. And then it only had like four number ones that I had to have. And then I factored in the Marvel Unlimited. That's the hard one for me because
Oh, yeah.
with Marvel and DC, it's like DC, I didn't cut anything, but
Yeah, DC's a
I'm
no-brainer
so,
for you.
what do you call it, vested in like in the history and stuff. Even like I want the bad stuff and the good stuff and all that. So it's like I want it. And then the Marvel stuff, it's more psychological, like having a physical copy, or just 'cause by the time I read the physical copy, it's already available on Marvel Unlimited. See, your brain starts to think, you know, like you're an engineer. Why are you? You could expose yourself to it just differently. Even though digital takes some, I don't know if it'll grow on me more, but I've been reading a lot of digital lately on Marvel Unlimited, and it hasn't really grown on me. Other than the fact when every Sunday comes and I have to do comic book maintenance, I
Yeah,
like, God
you
damn.
appreciate it then. Yeah.
I waste the whole Sunday doing clearing off the table. And that's where it's tough.
It's like a job.
Yeah, it's like a job.
When it becomes a job, it's not much fun.
I want to retire.
I know you do. You're getting close to an age when you can.
Well, the big thing that scares me is the health care, man. I really wish we'd get some politicians in there where it could be affordable. Because the thing that you can never count on, Bill, the health care is the unknown factor. Like you can buy a house, right? You can buy a car. Your utility bill is usually going to be the same. Your gas, what you can fix on those costs. The health care is the unknown factor. You're never going to know if you can afford it
Right.
because you don't know what's going to happen. And that's what sucks. That's what keeps, I think, 90% of a lot of retirees from retiring? Is that unknown? But now I'm having a lot of friends retire. Like there's still a decade or more ahead of me in age, but people that when I started, they were there. You know what I mean?
Oh,
And
yeah.
it's like
People at work.
they're all leaving, and I'm like, ah. And some of them are leaving on their own terms, and some of them are leaving for other reasons. But they would, I haven't met anybody that's retiring because of what I would want to retire for.
Comic books.
Yeah. No, I could keep busy the rest of my life. I really could. You give me some health so I can walk and hike. You give me comic books. You give me some form of entertainment. Even if I don't have every channel in the world on TV and I could do a streaming like Netflix, that's all I need. A roof.
Yeah, a
A
roof, a bed
utility.
to sleep in, some food,
That's right. Or
some health care.
I could eat like Bomer, and then I'll just have three crackers. Just three cheese crackers.
Could have some chickens out back.
Yeah, we have goats now. Yeah,
Or your neighbors do, right?
they're cute as hell, but man, they stink. Like they're not like the chickens.
I don't think I've ever been around goat, like lived near
Well, I
goats.
think they like they there's just too many for the space they have. They have four.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah. And if it makes it stinkier faster, I guess. And it's not stinky like you go outside, but you get a good gust of wind. Like you're on the porch swing and then this wind blows and it's a whoosh.
And you're on the
And it's
far,
like,
suddenly you're on the farm.
yeah. Well, it's almost like that zoo. Do you ever go to the zoo and go to the petting zoo?
Sure.
Sometimes you could get that like whiff of
Animal.
the animal smell. That's what it
Yeah.
smells like. But they're
So is there
funny.
any?
I was mowing yesterday and they didn't like it 'cause I was mowing near the fence and they were screaming bloody murder. I was like, "You guys stink." And they're going, "Bah! Bah!" They're going nuts.
You're riling the goats.
Yeah, they're cute little suckers. I'd like to go over there and pet them. Maybe someday I'll ask the neighbor if I can.
So there's no regulations
You can have up to four.
where you live? Okay.
Yeah.
For specifically for goats or for
You could have up to four.
creatures of that
Oh, no,
type?
I think it's four. Up to four something. Like I think chickens are different. You could have more than four. I think
Yeah.
there's different rules. Like if you can maybe have one hog, I don't know.
Some sheep.
Two hogs, some sheep. You have to look at the. You could have four pig. Four hoofed animals.
Okay, four
You
hooved
could have, I guess
animals.
they could have four horses back there.
Give cows? Four, you should get four cows.
Four cows.
Then you'd be ready for the apocalypse.
You know, if me and Barb retire relatively close together, what I'd like to do is do one of like those city slicker things. You know, where you watch that movie and you go like on one of those things and but except I'd like to like work the farm and stuff and do stuff just to see what it's like for 1 week.
You have to go work on a farm for a week.
Yeah. I know it'd be hard labor, but I want to do it. It's something I want to do.
Cool. I worked on a farm when I was a kid.
Oh yeah?
Sucks. Yeah. Pick
Shovel the shit.
corn. I mostly did picking corn.
And that's why you like Corn Boy so much.
I had to clean the pigsty one time.
Oh yeah?
That's nasty. Good Lord.
Did you get along with the pigs?
Yeah, the pigs are fine. There's a poop area. Yeah, shovel a little poop.
But they have that spray now, that potpourri. You could like spray. Well, I mean,
Put a couple drops of potpourri down first.
yeah, I hear it works wonders. Like
They didn't have that back in the
well,
'80s.
the potpourri, you're supposed to spray the toilet first and then let them poop. But if you actually spray their pen first before they poop, like where they poop, maybe it'll smell like vanilla or something.
Man, it smells good in here.
Yeah, you're like, I love shoveling some vanilla poop.
Those vanilla poop smells delicious.
Smells good in here. I just think 1 week of like no technology would be interesting. I
You
mean, I'd
don't
still have
camping.
a cell phone because you'd need to know, but I would just use it as a cell phone. If I need to
You can't
talk to
have a cell
somebody,
phone. You
well, you
can't have a cell
got.
phone.
What if you have a call from back home? You gotta be able to take it.
No, you don't.
You have to.
Hey,
What if
can
they're
wait.
robbing your house? Your alarm's all going off.
Can wait. The police will have to take care of it. The
Oh,
goats will have to take care of it. What if there's goats in your house eating all your comic books?
that's what, like Barb said, if we could let the goats in here, they'd eat all our grass.
That's true. Yeah, what's your neighbor's yard look like?
I don't think they have anything
Like a farm?
anymore because
Just dirt.
the goats have gotten out of their little area before, and I think they've what grass and weed there was left, they devoured it,
Yeah.
so it's like all dirt. They used to have like a nice garden, but they don't have it anymore. That's when they had the chickens because now they got the goats. And they like I think they're turning two of them into like show goats, like for the state fair and stuff like that. Yeah. In reality, they're our only neighbors that we talk to, really. Like, we'll if we see them out front or we'll talk to them and stuff. But the other neighbors, it's more like driving your driveway. I never even see them or talk to them.
Yeah. That's pretty common.
Yeah.
We talk to the ones surrounding us, but that's about it. Just
We
wave
have.
hi to the other ones.
Yeah, it's always been that way for us, pretty much. We had one group of neighbors that were where the people with the goats are now, that we were really close to, but that was it. They moved and then we lost track of them.
And then the goats moved in.
Yeah, and the goats moved
The
in.
goat people. Does
What?
Harley like the goats? Oh, she doesn't care, right?
She doesn't care. She goes by the gate and she'll lay there for some reason. Like she goes right by them and likes to lay there.
Tonsil.
I think she'd hang out with them. She's an unusual dog. She's not a stereotypical at all. She's got no natural. Barb says she's lazy.
I don't know. I don't necessarily think that dogs and goats are like enemy. Like I don't think the dogs see them as a threat. Cause, like,
Well, I
you
don't
always see
think.
like dogs on farms and stuff.
Yeah, dogs don't. Well, Harley doesn't touch the rabbits, though, either. She doesn't go after anything. Not even the squirrel. The only thing that I've ever seen her go out aggressively, and I don't know why it is, but it's the robins. So she'll leave all the birds alone. Like the doves will be like right above her. They don't give a shit. The sparrows, the finches, they don't care. But if there's a robin and they're like picking worms or something, she'll go after it. I don't know why.
It's the red. She's like a matador
Yeah,
or
I
like a
don't know.
bull, I guess.
Don't take my worms. Don't take my worms.
She's red. She has to charge. Yes, or maybe she. It could be that she's protecting the worms. My master needs those worms
He's gonna eat them someday.
for the apocalypse.
Yeah.
But those worms are helping the grass.
So in your next shipment, the new cross should be in it.
Is there a new cross
Yeah,
collection?
you didn't buy it? No, the end issue's coming back out now.
The what?
The title's coming back. What are you talking about? Cross
Yeah.
Plus? You didn't
Oh
order
yeah,
it?
Cross Plus. I only get the collections. I don't get the single
Oh, even
issues.
it's the number one though.
I don't think I got
Oh, jeez.
I'll
I'm
get the collection when it
gonna
comes
have
out
to
in
read
4 years.
it without you. No, that's too late. That's too late. I'll have forgotten about it by then.
You can read it. I'll read it digitally.
There you
Do they have
go.
some digitally?
I don't know. I didn't check the companies I didn't check for. The one I know they don't have digitally is Scout. Everything else that I checked, the other one that I didn't check is Boundless.
Boundless.
I did cut back on my Boundless though. I'm only going to complete the titles that exist unless it's the Lookers, 'cause I God, I like that book.
I wish they would collect the damn thing.
I enjoy the Lookers because it's like
Gonna have to break down and get the single
they're
issues.
like these bounty hunters that are badass, and it's like this high adrenaline adventure with a lot of sex. But the adventure and the storytelling is really good. But I didn't like go in on like they came out with another one, like there was another Jungle Fantasy and there was
They got a lot of
they had
those.
a Helena, I think was one of them, and I decided to pass on it. But I don't think those are available digitally. I think Crossed is. I really do like Crossed.
Fantastic. Yeah, I would have got it, but I'm just gonna get the collection, so.
I thought you'd have got a number one, though. That's never stopped you from getting number ones.
But it's just number one of the new arc.
It's a new number one. They went to like 100, didn't they?
Is it a reboot?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a continuation, but it's a new number one. They haven't had that many number ones of Crossed. They've had
Two.
Cross 100, which is like 100 years in the future. They've had Crossed, Badlands, I think it was called, which was the long 100 issue story, and then they had Garth Ennis's introduction of Crossed. So it's only like four volumes. It's like the fourth. So let me see if they have the Lookers. I'm gonna look them up digitally. They do. They only have issue zero though.
That's already read issue zero. Damn it! I want a collection. What's a co Are they gonna bring out a collection? Oh, why aren't they bringing out collections? This is what I want to know.
Because they don't specialize in that. Why do you have to have a collection?
I like collections. Damn it! They. But there aren't they a subsidiary
Yeah,
subsidiary of
you're kind of
Avatar.
yeah, you're kind of screwed in digitally if you're going the Avatar or the Boundless way route. There's not much there. There's stuff there, but it's not few and far between and being complete. So Scout, but like Alterna, the ones that we're talking about now, like what was it, Scrimshaw? That was I think that's available. I sure do like the newsprint though. I dig the newsprint. Plus, they're only $1.50.
Yeah, it can't beat that. Belladonna, here we go. Store. What site is this? Digital Comics. Belladonna. I'm gonna look at Belladonna.
You
Oh, it looks like on their website they have the digital.
Oh, you go have to go to the site directly.
Yeah. Oh, you can get Belladonna Origins number 1 and 2, 50 cents each.
Ooh, maybe
All the
that's.
Belladonna Origins.
But are those just the ones that were there before they Boundless started doing the new material?
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's why they're so cheap. Oh, the other ones, oh, they're pretty cheap too. Belladonna number 1, $1.50.
What about like the Lookers Ember?
I'm gonna look up Lookers.
Yeah, look up Lookers Ember.
Lookers, Ember. Oh, this is a physical copy. Whoa, whoa, oh my goodness.
What was it?
I'm just looking at
Does
this cover. Good Lord.
it have it?
I only see the physical. I'm gonna go back to the.
You got distracted. You got horny.
I got.
You're like, ah, oh, this is awesome.
Now I got on the physical site. It didn't just. I don't know how to search just the digital.
Then you're in PDF mode. That sucks. I want to be in like Comixology mode.
Yeah. I don't see the. What's this featured titles?
Yeah, so like
That's not even
Zenoscope is
digital.
there too, so you could like read The Musketeers. They're on issue 4. So Zenoscope's good. So the only ones you have to worry about are Boundless, of the publishers that we usually cover, Boundless, Avatar, and Scout. You can get Vault and other books.
Oh, here they have Ember. Oh, that's Ember Beautified.
Yeah, that was the Kickstarter, I think. I actually supported that.
If anyone wants to see the uncensored covers,
They're available.
you can look at them all online. My goodness.
It boundless.com?
It's comic. Comcav.net. Very memorable. I just searched for Boundless Comics. Like, it took me to the site. Oh, wait. I think it took me to their main site, and then their. What's their main one? Yeah, Boundless Comics is the main site.
What did you click on? Adult covers?
It's funny. If you click on adult covers. It looks like they're censored, but if you just click on store
Oh,
and digital comics,
store.
kids, if you're under 18, do not follow this path. Do not click on these links.
I'm going to look at. It says adult cover sale. It doesn't show it. But I clicked on August. Do you have to click on something that's already out?
I don't know. I just clicked on. Oh no! I just did a, on the store. I just did a search for lookers.
Now I'm upset that I canceled these. What the hell? Wow. She's got her hand in her butt. What the fudge? Holy damn.
Oh, look
Holy crap. Wow, it
that one.
has the
There's
nude
one there
gray.
underwater and they're spreading their butt cheeks up.
Oh, I see that one. Dang. Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah. So they might have some of the digital ones on their site. But yeah, like you say, it's less convenient because they're not in your like little library on Comixology.
Maybe I should have been getting the nude variant. I don't know. Barb's shaking her head like, no, you dirty bastard. What? No regrets. I kind of like that movie. What is it called? No regret. We're the Millers, yeah. No regrets. Ragrets. He spelled it wrong.
Oh,
Holy
did he?
crap.
Like a tattoo or something?
Yeah. You didn't see that? We're the Millers? That's a good
I
movie.
don't think so.
Put it on your library.
I'm getting distracted by the collected. I'm trying to save Andy Boundless, but they don't. It's all Avatar. But I'm reminded of Mercury Heat. I wish they would bring out another arc of Mercury Heat.
Yeah.
I love that book.
That was a cool book. Maybe they're making a comeback. Maybe they'll start. The only thing that I noticed is they, I don't know if the page count increased, but the book is now $5.99, kind of like it, the same as the Boundless books.
Oh, the crossed one.
Yeah, just the regular cover.
Damn, $5.99.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Let's talk some comics.
Let's do it. Welcome to Geek Brunch Comic Book Talk. Put on the theme, Mike. Right. Let me see. I can almost reach my son's ukulele, but I can't. I can't reach it. It's too far.
Are you going to play a tune?
I was going to play our theme tune for our comic book.
Well, put your headset down and go grab it.
That's too much trouble. I got to push the table away.
Oh.
I got to stand up. And then I also don't know how to play the ukulele.
Hey, you played guitar that one
time. I did
time.
Play. That's true. That was a very popular segment.
How hard could it be?
It was less strings.
Yeah. It's smaller. True.
It's much smaller.
So what do you want to cover first?
I don't remember what we were going to cover. I got to pull up the list.
Let's cover Prism Stalkers.
Oh, yeah, Prism. I don't know. Do I have that? I don't know if I grabbed that.
You don't need to grab it. What do you need to grab? There's nothing to talk about.
I need to grab it so I can fully explain it. Let me look. Sorry. What did I do with that book? God damn it. I don't have it. Okay, Prison Stalker. By, I don't know who it's by. Let me at least pull it up online here.
Try to pull it up on Boundless. Type in Prison Stalker. See what you get.
I think they have Prison Stalker.
Yeah.
Okay. By Sloan Long. And, the writer and creator. So this was an interesting reading experience for me. And this is from Image Comics. I found this very interesting because the first time I read through it, I almost gave up about halfway through.
Exactly.
I didn't understand a goddamn thing that was happening. I was like, what am I reading? This makes no sense. I don't understand any of it. But then the last half, they kind of go back and explain what the situation is. So then I said, so I finished it and I'm like, oh, that was, I liked the second half. The first half, that was a nightmare. Like, what in the world was going on? So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to reread the first half because it doesn't make sense that it was so, like, it doesn't make sense that the second half was so good and the first half was so terrible. So I reread the first half.
I don't think I agree with the second half being so good.
I liked it. So I reread the first half, and then I actually liked it because I understood what the situation was and what they're talking about, it was good. So I have no idea why the creator decided to tell it in this manner, where for the first half you have no idea what's going on, no context, so nothing makes any sense. She's just walking around looking at these like globs on the wall, living in. So the premise is, it's this, the main character, Veep or Vep, I guess her name is, and they live inside this like weird, well, what would you call it? It's almost like a
pod.
Gelatinous mind, yeah, pod thing, and their job is to. I wish I had the book now because I'm trying to remember.
They harvest something, right? They work for these people that enslaved them, and yeah,
basically
they sleep in these pods, and they're on this ship or whatever it is traveling.
It's
somewhere.
It's an asteroid.
Yeah, it's traveling along, and they're doing their jobs as slaves. And it's a colorful book, and it looks okay, and there's nothing. I didn't find anything hard to understand, and I was like, did I miss something? And I went and read some reviews, and I was like, wow, that's exactly what I thought the story was about. I didn't get anything else by reading people that loved it saying telling me what the story is, because I got what the
Yeah,
story
you under
was and I didn't like it.
Yeah, I think the excuse me, the second half does a good job of explaining what the situation was. I don't know, I liked it. I liked the once I understood it and could go back and read the start of it, knowing what was going on, I enjoyed it.
I didn't order this book. I got it at the comic shop. I thumbed through it. It was $2.99 instead of $3.99. I said, what the hell?
Ah, there you go.
I'll try it. And then you came up on your picks, and I'm like, okay, I'll read it. And I was like, I don't like it. So the only thing that kept me from giving it a 1 out of 5 is the bright colors and the coloring of the book. I liked it.
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
First, it was a 2 out of 5.
I gave a 2 out of 5. That's what my score was.
But
And
then it went up to 4 out of 5.
but it was there for no reason other than it was very colorful. Like I thought it was very vibrant.
I like the story. I mean, it's a sci-fi story about these people who their world was destroyed and they were captured and now they're living as slaves on this asteroid harvesting these eggs for the people who took over their planet.
It's
And then
like
this one and this
Exo Man of War, but not interesting.
this young woman, they notice that she has some skills, so they're gonna take her off to somewhere else to work. And it's about part of it is also about like culture, like they're trying to retain their culture even though they're not like their whole society has been destroyed.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well,
I like it.
I'm glad you liked it. It made it
I'm gonna
that
get the
much more
collection.
worth it.
But the first half didn't make any goddamn sense the first time I read it. None. So weird. If I ever see that person at a convention, I'm gonna be like, why did you write your comic in that manner? It makes no sense to me.
There was another book I read that made no sense to me. And I barely gave it a 3 out of 5, but it was something that came up on Martin's podcast, and I can't remember what the hell it was, but I didn't like it. It was something Nevada. What was this thing? It was digital. I think it's only digital only. Let's see, where did I.
Digital only, Nevada. Let me look up Comixology. Ology.
A Vengeance Nevada.
Nevada, Nevada.
So I read this thing, Vengeance Nevada, and he was interviewing the guy, and the guy sounds like so
Oh yeah,
different.
I need to read that one.
He sound the did you listen to the interview?
I did. It sounded good.
No, the guy sounds fascinating. So, like, usually I don't like interviews too much, and I was like, man, this guy sounds really interesting. Just his background, what he does, talks about the web and stuff. And I'm like, oh, man, this is something I'd like to do. I saw the cover on Comixology. I was in Comixology already buying Monica's books, and I said, hey, I'll give it a shot. I didn't like it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I thought it was incomprehensible. I mean, I sort of get the gist of it, but I just couldn't get into it. I felt the same way with Prism Stalker, except I felt like the vision of Prism Stalker I at least understood. Do you know what I mean? Like
Yeah, you just didn't care for the concept.
I didn't care for the execution or the concept, but I like knew where I was and what was going on. So that was another one that I gave a 2 out of 5 for, and I think those were my only 2 out of 5s like in the last month. Prism Stalker and
I need to read that one then.
Vengeance Nevada. Yeah, give it a shot. You probably like it. You like Prism Stalker.
Hey, look, it's completely different than Prism Stalker, though. Let me see. I don't know if I gave anything 2 out of 5s. I'm sure I did. I don't really. Oh, there's one. I don't like to talk about what I gave 2 out of 5s.
Do we give a 2 out of 5 to something we talked about this in this batch of books?
No, I liked all these books.
What was the one you gave a 2 out of 5?
I'm not gonna say. I don't like to badmouth comics.
I want to know which one it is.
Well, there's another shoot.
There's
I got
what?
two. I read two out of five. Ooh.
Well, just tell me. Just whisper to me.
I give that one a 2 out of 5. I'm surprised by this. Hang on, I actually have it here too.
I gave you 2 out of 2 out of 5s. I'm not afraid. What were your 2 out of 5s? Well, my
Weird.
2 out of 5s were 4 out of 5s for you, so maybe I really love these things. I want to know.
Well, you'll never know.
What the
I'll never give
fuck?
it up as long as I live.
Oh,
Okay,
bullshit.
here's one. Welcome to Paradise.
Oh, did I read that?
By, I think it was like, was that a Scout comic or a Vault or something?
I read one. There's
Oh, it's
two
a Scout
books.
comic.
There's two comics that came out. I think I gave Welcome to Parrot. Oh, wow. I gave it a 3 out of 5, so I liked it a little more than you.
Okay.
Ooh, I gave another 2 out of 5.
The negative geek brunch. This is the opposite of what we always do.
I gave an Isola no, a number one 2 out of 5.
Oh my goodness, let me see what I gave that. I did read it. Oh, I don't want to record. Let's
You
see,
know,
ice.
Welcome to Paradise, I almost gave up on. Like, it was not good.
Why'd you give it a 3 out of 5 then? To come back at the end? Here, this is my description.
It kind of had the wacky racist kind of thing happening, you know, like a
Oh yeah, it
guy
did
that
have
was
that.
like retiring and he needed to race one more time, and the prize is what they were after, and it kind of had like a Pulp Fiction prize, like you don't know what it is, right? So I
Yeah.
mean, there were elements of it that I liked. I'm surprised you didn't like the art on that.
The art was, nah, I'm
Is
not
it?
really into that kind of art.
Ooh, that's like Tank Girl art. You don't like that, right?
Yeah, I wasn't too in. I'm
Oh
not into.
no. You know what the art was kind of like that you said you didn't like? Remember I told you I liked the artist that did the magical socks. What was that one?
The what?
Those hookers with magical socks. It was an image book. I can't remember what it's called. Ah,
Hookers with
man.
magical socks. I don't even know. Did I read this
M
book?
Mufford? Mofford? I can't
Oh,
remember.
yeah, my food. Yeah, it
My
does remind me
food.
of food. Yeah. I don't like that kind of style.
Didn't you think the art in Welcome to Paradise kind of had that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what that was the comparison I would have made. I just didn't really understand what was going on most of the time in that book.
What did you give Isola?
I'm trying to find it.
Well, this is fascinating.
I gave it 4 out of 5.
See? I gave a 2 out of 5 to that. It looked beautiful, but the story
You know, I
just
think,
seemed the
did we
story
talk
seemed
about this one?
like no,
Then.
no, we didn't. The
Okay.
story was on this one was like a
Yeah, that's
Jungle
a
Book type story
yeah,
to
there's a
me.
woman leading a tiger.
Yeah. It looks okay. Like the art is so good, but the story was so damn boring, I couldn't take it.
Oh, I liked it. She's leading her. Basically, the queen has been turned into a tiger, and she's leading across the jungle, and people are attacking them. What's not to like?
I didn't like
Looks
it.
good. You're in the jungle, warriors fighting.
What did
Old guy.
what did what was the other book that you only mentioned one?
Oh, why are you doing this to me?
Cuz I need to know, cuz I might like it.
Okay.
Everything that I crapped on, you're giving a 4 out of 5, so maybe I want to read these things. You're gonna go. I just crapped on Vengeance Nevada, and you're like, well, I gotta check this out. I gotta go read it. So tell me what I need to read.
I had to drink some water. I had a coughing attack there.
Okay.
Welcome to Parrot. Oh, I already said
Give
welcome.
me two more. You said you had two more.
I'm not gonna give you two more.
Give me one more. 2 out of 5. Come on.
I don't know what this is. Fractured Mind.
I haven't read that yet. What was that publisher?
I have no idea. I don't remember. I don't have it with me.
I probably love this book. This will probably be a 5 out of 5 for me.
That's possible. Fractured Mind. It is.
Oh, this is Red 5. I did buy this.
There we go. Red 5. Ah! Don't not click that button.
Oh, Red Tube? Did you Red Tube it?
No, I added a subscription on Comic Code. I don't want to do. Luckily, it just added to my cart.
So I gave you 3 2 out of 5s. You owe me one more. I said Prism Stalker, Welcome to Paradise, and I no, Welcome to Paradise wasn't. I gave a 3 out of 5 to that. Oh, it's
You owe me two.
Isola and Vengeance Nevada. Those were my three. You got one more.
Yeah, so terrifying. Well, let me Fractured Mind. So that's about a girl in a hospital, like waking up. I thought the dialogue was too on the nose, and I just wasn't into the story. I didn't
I
think it was
love
actually
when things are on the
well.
nose. Just straightforward.
And then what was the other one? Oh, who cares about that one? The other one's boring. I thought there was
Well,
a better
no, I
one.
want to know the boring one. What was the other one?
I'm not gonna give you four.
No, I just want one more. What is the boring one?
Well, I'll give you a more controversial one
Okay.
than the boring one. Crude, an Image comic called Crude.
Oh wow, this one's interesting because that's Steven Orlando.
Yeah, you'll probably like this one.
I'll probably like this one. I'm gonna go read this now. Can you give me 10 minutes? 15 minutes? I'll be right back. No, I'm just
Okay.
kidding. All right,
Don't know
so
why I gave
there's
it 2 out of 5, though. Maybe I should give it 3 out of 5.
No, you did what you did. You got to go
I
with
did
the
what I
first
did. I
motion.
can't go back.
Sometimes I'm shocked. Like I do weekly reads and I'm like a year behind from where I read. So like I'm still in 2017 for things I'm covering now. Do you know what I mean? And like I'll read it and I'm like, oh, I gave this a 2 out of 5 and then I gave it a 5 out of 5 like 6 months later. I'm like shocked and I'm like, this is why I don't just use one issue to decide. This is
Because
because,
never know.
yeah, I was like shocked. I was doing one show last night and I said I gave Black Bolt a 3 out of 5 and I ended up loving it. I giving it a 5 out of 5. What happened? So like I'm finding all kinds of interesting trends in my reading, like things that I didn't like that grew on me. Well, the one that we talked about on the show, Number One with a Bullet.
Right.
I freaking hated that. And then I read the second issue and I'm like, motherfucking, this is awesome. So like it's hard. It's to give up on something. I think that's why I stuck with Welcome to Paradise, but
I think that in some cases that can be true. I think if the execution is bad, like if you don't like the writing or you don't like the art, then it'll never win you over. But I think in some cases, if the story is just not really grabbing you, that
yeah.
has a chance of grabbing you later, because they just didn't hook you in the first issue. And the story I thought was okay, like the story they're telling, I just didn't care for the execution. So I don't think so that one I don't think I would ever like it.
Well, I'm surprised with the creators that it would score that low with you, but I
Me
guess
too.
that,
I'm surprised.
yeah.
Maybe I was in a bad mood that day.
But you know, Steve Orlando though is kind of hit or miss with me. Like I could read something from him and like really like it, and then I'm like, read something. He's like the Cy Spurrier for me. It's hit or miss with me.
Yeah, I don't know if I think I'm he's more miss with me, and I think He's just one of those writers that we're not, we don't connect for some reason.
Well, I liked his like Midnighter a lot, but then when he was writing, oh, and his Batman and Shadow, I thought was brilliant. Like I loved it. It was that much. But then I could read something like his Batman or his Supergirl, and I'm like, oh my God. Or his Justice League of America, and I'm like, it's like light and day to me. Like I don't get it. I don't understand how one can like.
How it's the same writer.
Well, I can't understand. Well, I guess Tom King does that for me. Like, I love Batman Elmer Fudd. Like, and I've loved some of his other stuff, but there's a lot of stuff I just don't like. Like,
Yeah.
you're right. The writing style like could totally just take you out. It could take you out of a story that you think the concept and everything is good, but you just can't get into the writing. So, yeah, it happens. But let's talk about what we're going to talk about. So the only one that we talked about that we had planned was Prism Stalker.
Yes.
Let's talk about regression.
All right, regression.
This
Now,
one is fascinating to me.
here, talk about this is another example of a writer that sometimes it's I really like. So Cullen Bunn is my Spurrier, where some of the stuff he writes I really like a lot, and then some of the stuff I just doesn't work for me.
I think when he's in the horror genre, it works for me.
Yeah.
Like when he's in his independent horror genre, it works for me. When it's a superhero gig, it sometimes hit and sometimes misses for his writing. But when it's like a horror, like Harrow County or this or some of his or the one that we read from Boom where it was in that psychiatric ward.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it's like it's when he plays
Yeah,
in
maybe he's
that.
just better at the twist and stuff.
When he's in the world of horror, it works good. Like I even read the letters pages in it because I found it fascinating. I found a lot of letters that said, "Do they have the letters pages in the trade?"
No.
But I found a lot of people that wrote in, which was very interesting to me, said, "I don't usually read comics, and I'm like with this group book club reading, and we're reading this and." You know, I fell in love with this book that because of X, Y, and Z, and I don't know, there's just a lot of people that were like that, and I thought it was interesting. Because what I think this has a lot to offer is it's in that the horror genre of you're not being able to control yourself. Like he's lost his shit because he undergone this like psychiatric, what do you call it, hypnotism. And
Yeah,
what makes that
like
even
a
more
past life
fascinating,
regression.
yeah, what makes that more fascinating too is that his dad used to do that. And
Oh, Cullen Bunn's, yeah.
what comes up in the letters columns more is like stuff his dad did. Like, and I find that fascinating. Like
Oh,
those,
that you mean Cullen Bunn telling stories about his dad?
yeah,
Oh, that'd be
that
good.
shit is like fascinating. Like he, you know, we talked about issue one already, but in a subsequent issue. There was something in the letters column that said, and this might be in the trade, but he was talking about a time where they had a car accident, and there was like a police car out there, and his dad got out of the car, and this teenager, like in his 18s or something, he told Cullen, stay in the car, you know, I'm gonna go out there, and this kid was in the car, like fighting for his life, and he was ble like just s s blood was everywhere, like he was leaking like a sieve. And the ambulance wasn't there yet. And what his dad did, and I don't know how he envisioned this, and I don't know if the kid survived or not, but from his perspective, from little Cullen's perspective, when he saw his dad went to the car and he hypnotized the kid. And he said that his blood, like he went from a state of hysteria to a state that he was calm
Yes, I calmed him
and he
down.
wasn't bleeding as much. Do you know what I mean? Like his your
All right,
he calmed
'cause
his
he brought his
heart rate.
heart rate
His
down.
heart he brought his heart rate down by hypnotizing him and he wasn't leaking as much blood. And I was like, man, this is
That's crazy.
fascinating shit.
It
And
is.
this whole horror concept is it's something that I haven't read before. Like it's weird and plus it's got dicks. So what more could you ask for? It's got the Bill Bulmer stamp of approval. It's got the dick
Got the
pics.
dicks. Yeah, and hearing that kind of makes me want to pick up the single issues because yeah, he didn't reprint the letters in the trade.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. I should have figured that because I know in the first issue he was saying that he was going to tell some stories about his dad in future issues.
Not only that, but he's got pictures of stuff. Like he'll say, "This is what my dad used to hypnotize people," and he'll have like flyers, like where they would have the things at, you know, the hypnotism things at. And I'm like, "This is cool shit, man." So like I'm almost enjoying the back matter as much as I am the
The story.
story. Yeah. And this guy's art is beautiful. Like it is
Yeah, I really
awesome.
like the art. So it's
This guy
Danny
is
Luckert.
top notch because he has to draw a lot of like,
Dicks.
well, he has to draw dicks. He has to draw roaches and fucking bugs
Yeah,
and
lots of
worms
bugs.
and
Yeah, lots of dream sequence type stuff.
He knows how to draw pubic hair like nobody's business. It looks real.
Yeah, I think I made a note of that. The excellent pubes. The rendering on the pubes is amazing.
There's one scene in issue two where he goes to a strip club, and that's just some sexy art. God damn. She takes him into the bathroom and fucks him, and then all these flies just start showing up. This is crazy, man. This book is fucking outrageous. The
Yeah,
premise
so
is he goes under
well,
by a hypnotist and he goes into a regression, and he
it's
seems.
because he's having visions at the start, right? Of all these bugs, and he's freaking out and thinks he's going
Yeah, a
crazy.
previous lifetime kind of thing.
So yeah, but he didn't know that at the beginning. He was just having hallucinations, and
Yeah.
then a friend of his said, "Well, you should talk to this dude I know. He's a hypnotist." So he goes under, and then he has all kinds of crazy visions. And then the craziness begins. Well, then
Well, he has that previous life guy in his mind all the time.
then he kind of gets possessed by the guy from his pr
Yeah, the
who
guy from his
previous
previous
life.
life who killed people, I think.
Yeah, he's like a serial
Yeah,
killer.
it's like a serial killer, and he's already killed like three people, I think. Like he killed, well, the two cops. How did they die? I can't remember. The two detectives. They got shot somehow.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a progression of killings.
He killed the museum owner where his best friend worked. He killed the other hypnotist that put him under. At least we think he killed him. We're pretty sure he did. But he's got like weird alibis, like when the hypnotist guy showed up dead, he had many calls to the hypnotist afterwards. Like he had no, if he did kill him, he wasn't aware that he did do it until much later. So it has all those weird twists and turns. And there's this cult of, I don't know, they're like bug worshippers, and it's like an orgy of sex and bugs. It's so weird. It's very strange. I like it. This is a good book. But we like number one too, so. You okay?
I'm joking. Yeah, I like definitely like this one. And now I kind of want to get the single issues too. So I may be on the lookout for the single issues. Maybe I should switch.
I guess there's a benefit sometimes like that. Especially with the
There
image,
is, and in
especially with
some,
the image books.
yeah, in some cases I don't care, but in this case, due to the fact that he's telling like personal stories about his dad.
Yeah.
And how they kind of inspired the story or influenced the story. I would definitely like to read those.
This is good stuff. I like it. I like his friend too. Because there's always that like drama, should I call the cops on you? Or like she's really loyal to him in the fact that she doesn't want him to go to prison for these murders because she really thinks he's innocent. And at the same time, like he calls the cops at the end. He's like, "Hey, I want to turn myself in," kind of thing. So him and his friend go to meet these two cops and they get shot. And then there's a bunch of weird motherfuckers that pull him into a van, kind of like in Sync.
It's definitely good. It's basically a story about a guy who's confused and doesn't know what's going on and thinks he's being possessed, and there's like some dark forces at work. And
What
some
did you
dark cult.
give this?
I gave it 5 out of 5.
Okay, I gave it a 4 out of 5. So we're close.
Yeah.
I was a little more strict this week, I think. I don't think I gave anything a 5 out of 5.
I think the art pushed me over the edge on this one. Bumped it up the extra.
Yeah. Let's talk Domino number one. Let's switch it to Marvel.
Yes, Marvel's Domino by Gail Simone.
And David Baldion.
See if I can find it. He killed it on the art.
Yeah, I liked his art a lot. Plus, the story was very, at least for me, very interesting.
I liked it.
I wonder if this really exists. She talks about like this. There's these Russian guys that are, they're stealing wood or trees and stuff like that. And they talk about the mafia doing this all the time. I wonder if that really exists, where they just have
Yeah, I
missing.
wondered that too when I was reading. I'm
Yeah,
like,
I
that's a
found
real
that.
thing.
I found that that's something you don't hear about like on the
It must
news or
be, like,
anything.
right?
Yeah, it must be.
Because
I
she must
didn't.
have found this weird fact and decided to put it
Throw
in.
it in there.
Yeah, because that's how it opens, right?
Yeah.
The mafia's stealing trees.
Well, they hire her to get the job done along with her friend, that cowboy girl. I forget what her name is. Who I found interesting. I like her character. I don't remember her from anything. Like Diamondback, I remember from Captain America in the suit, the Serpent Society. So like I knew Diamondback, this cowgirl, I had no idea who she was, but she's a badass. I liked her. And then I liked how it was able to switch. Like it was able to switch on a dime, like, okay, here's all this action scene that you see, and they prevented this theft or whatever, and then there's somebody behind it. And then they switch to, hey, it's her birthday. And they go to a celebration, and she's having like this weird shit happening with her powers and sort of like weird blackouts, if you will.
Yeah,
And
well,
it's
they
like
do
a
a good
sub.
job of the kind of like explain her powers. And then,
Yeah.
yeah, she starts to lose her powers.
Yeah, I really dug it. I really dug it. I like the art a lot. I like the story. I like the characterization. I like the villains because it looks like this villain here can somehow negate her power. So, which is luck. It's kind of like a Black Cat, if you will, but a mutant ability. And I liked it so much that I went into my Marvel Unlimited and started reading some old Domino books this morning. So
Wow.
it led me down a rabbit hole. Like I,
Mm-hmm.
because I've always liked the character. I've always read her in like X-Force and team books, but I've
Yeah.
never read her individual stories.
I don't think
So.
I ever read any of her solo stuff either.
So I was really impressed. I liked it, and I have number two here, and I'll probably go downstairs and get it. But I did pull out a lot of alternate books, so I might want to just keep going down that path. But Domino gets a thumbs up for me. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
I did as well, 4 out of 5.
I like the cliffhanger too. I love this
Yeah,
guy's
it was a
art.
really well-told story,
I love this
for
guy's
sure.
art. Like
Oh, it's goddamn gorgeous. It really
it
is.
reminds me of like a Riley Rossimo type, but not quite. Like it's not as scratchy. I don't know how to
Right, it's
say.
definitely more fully formed or
It looks highly like influenced by Riley Rossimo, though. I don't know, just the way that
I didn't get Riley Rossimo.
I did. Just the way I get the layouts and the way everything is kind of slender. I dug it. What was this girl's name? The one merc. Outlaw, aka Outlaw. I gotta find out more about that character. Yeah, this was good. I liked it.
Me too.
Give it thumbs up.
Oh, that art though.
Yeah, I was really surprised about the art. It really worked good for me. 'Cause it's a different style art than you expect to see, like maybe like an Adam Hughes type art style with her, or like a Frank Cho. But this style here I really dug. It's very dynamic. And while not like that, it has its own sexiness to it.
It's very sexy, very
Yeah.
sexy art, for sure.
I liked it. So let's jump to some Alterna. I'm glad you went down this path, 'cause I had stacks of Alterna I hadn't read, so
To get through.
yeah.
What do we read?
We read the X the 12.
Oh, it's 12.
The
Yeah.
XII, Roman numerals. This was awesome. 'Cause
I agree.
it reminded me a lot of The Quiet Place. But not because
Interesting.
of what the themes not the themes are totally different, but because of the pacing of what it was, it reminded me a lot of The Quiet Place. So I really dug this story. I liked the tempo, I liked the situation. It's a post-apocalyptic world where these guys have some farmland and the
Oh, is this
farmland
the
is
one? I was
failing.
trying to find my notes on it because I can't remember. Yeah, this was awesome. Yeah, so it's like a dude, his wife, and a couple of his kids, and
A brother-in-law.
his brother-in-law, and they're living. It's
And
post-apocalyptic world.
one farmhand kind of guy.
Yeah, and they're living like on this ranch, on this farm in the middle of nowhere, just trying to survive on their own.
If you see The Quiet Place, it has that theme. Living in the middle of
The
nowhere
isolation
and
thing, yeah.
trying to grow your own, trying to establish your food source. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, trying to for sure in the yeah. So they're living on this farm and they're trying to well be self-sufficient. So because they're isolated from the rest of the world, so they're trying to they grow their own food and raise their own animals and things.
And they're sort
But
of prepping for winter time is what the
yeah,
theme
they're having a
is.
hard time because it wasn't a very good season and winter's coming, so they're worried. And then bad shit happens.
Yeah. So there's something happening, like somebody's either on the farm doing something bad, like leaving gates and shit open, or somebody's intentionally doing something to them. Because they
Right.
like lose the hogs, the brother-in-law's always drunk. The dogs were supposed to be out, they were not out. There's a lot of finger pointing internally. Somebody comes and steals all their rations. And then they have to go in the city and the mom is like, "You're not taking my son, motherfucker. You're not gonna take him. It's so dangerous." And the son wants to go and he has to leave somebody behind to protect his family. So I don't know, it had all the right vibes. I dug it a lot. The
Yeah,
art
no, it's
was
perfect.
solid.
Yeah, the art was really good. Yeah, but in terms of the story, I mean, it's a very compelling story, right? Because you have this family, and this guy's trying to raise his family in this post-apocalyptic world, and then he gets fucked over, and now he needs to go to the big city to try and get supplies or whatnot so they can survive. Awesome. And I'm going to get the single issues on this one.
The writer is Patrick Trahey, and the artist is Luis Suarez. And he's the colorist. I like the coloring too. It's like kind of monotone. It's like a reddish colors of red. Red, black, and white is what the it's like an
Yeah,
interesting.
it was very interesting. Yeah. Yep, I gave it a, I think I gave it a 4 out of 5.
I didn't see the ad at the back of this for a weird movie called The Night of the Watchmen. Let's go kill some dead people. Watch the best horror comedy of the year. Interesting.
Have to
Very,
check that out.
very cool. The XII or the 12.
It's 12.
That guy was kind of a dick. These guys kind of remind me of what was going on in Walking Dead this last season, but the guys that raided the farm.
Yeah, they are dicks. They just go around thieving from people, from innocent
Yeah.
people. Yeah, I'm curious where this is going to go though, because now that they're going to expand the story beyond just the farmstead,
Yeah.
we'll get to explore or get to learn about the bigger world. Because right now we don't really know what's going on in the world, right? How they got in this state.
I haven't rated this one yet, but I think I'm going to go with a 5 out of 5 on this one because this one just, I liked it.
I gotta find my, where's my rating? Damn it. I need a new system.
Part of my 5 out of 5 for this too is the cost. $1.50.
That definitely was nice.
For the entertainment I got for the $1.50, I was very, very happy.
And I looked, it's on Comixology. You can get it for $1. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Right, let's stick with the Alterna and go to the Go West.
Go West. Hang on, let me find my review of this. Well, you can just talk.
The
What
Go
do
West is by Garrett Gunn, Saint Yak. On pencils, Sean Forney on colors, and HDE is the letter. And the way I read this is this reminded me a lot of Mad Max in like a futuristic Western setting. Because if you think about Mad Max, as he had a wife and a kid, you know, the Mel Gibson Mad Max, and then all things on the Australian outback went to hell, and he was like a police cop. And some people went out and killed his family. The only difference is this guy looks like he has a history. Like he comes with a lot of baggage. He used to kill people and do bad things. And then he tried to walk away from it all. And when he tried to walk away from it all, it came back to haunt him. And because of that, he lost his family. And now he's seeking vengeance. So it's like a vengeance thing. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Like the art, I like the colors, I like the story. Also in like a monochromic, like the colors are very unique in this that Alterna's using. This one's
Yeah, this
not in
one's kind
reds, it's
of,
like gray toned or it has
it's like,
colors
yeah, it's like black and white and
brownish
yeah,
or
yellow.
browns and oranges. But they'll show things like blue eyes, like occasionally, and a lot of red for the blood. So, what are your thoughts on this one?
I liked the setup and I really liked the last 5 pages,
When he's getting
but
vengeance.
yeah, the first part, the only thing I didn't like is that it was all just captions. Like it was just kind of recapping what the story or what
Yeah.
happened previously. I think they spent too much time doing recap in the start of it.
I liked it. Kind of
Like it
reminded
took,
me
I
of
thought
a.
it took too long to get to the story.
I thought it had like that Clint Eastwood type vibe. I liked it.
I'm sure I'll like it going forward though, because now that they're done the preamble stuff. And actually, into the story, it'll probably be pretty good.
What'd you give it?
3 out of 5.
What'd you give Domino? I didn't hear your score on
Four to
it.
five.
Yeah, same here. So we're right on the money, except I gave Go West a 4 out of 5. So sticking to the Alterna, let's talk about Scrimshaw. I just read this morning.
Scrimshaw, was that on our list?
I thought you added it.
Maybe I did. Did I?
Or maybe you added something I didn't read. I just knew it was an Alterna. At least I thought. Oh, you didn't add this. You added Scurvy Town.
Hey, Scurvy Town.
What is that?
Spooky Town. Spooky Town.
You
By
said Scurvy Town.
the man who, because it gives you, the book gives you scurvy if you read it.
Oh, you were talking about like Luke Foster's book?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get the joke. I didn't read it.
I thought you read it because it gave you the scurvy, or is that what
No,
it
I
just got
touched
it,
it.
oh, you touched
The
it.
day it
Okay.
arrived, I got ill for 3 weeks. I couldn't breathe.
So, and you haven't brought yourself, well, the probably the protective supplies haven't arrived from Amazon yet, so you can't actually read it yet.
I'm still coughing from it. I didn't read Scurvy Town though. When I was in the basement, I said, "What did he say?" He said Scurvy Town, and I picked Scrimshaw.
I might have read Scrimshaw.
Check it
Let me
out. It's
try.
Alterna. It's come out a long time ago. I think it's
Okay.
already on issue like 7.
Which war was this book? Scrimshaw, Scrimtown.
Scrimshaw was by Eric Borden and David Mims, and it's like a post-apocalyptic thing again. It
God damn.
talks about the ice caps
Get a lot of those.
melting, the seas rose, the wars between, Russia and China, and everything going to shit. And then it cuts to Japan, and there's this weird little dude that walks around with a samurai, and they're going to a bidding auction for some weird device, which we don't know what it does. And a whole fight scene comes in because some other organization tries to steal it. But that's the premise of it. It does a good job of action and stuff, but I don't think it sets up the situation very well. Like, why am I here and how did I get here? Like, I don't know, but I'm okay with that. Kind of thrown into the story. It was all right. It was only $1.50. It was good. I gave it a 3 out of 5, though. Wasn't as good as the other two.
I don't see it on my
Order.
list, my reviews. It sounds familiar though. So I don't know if I read it or not. I
It's
might
weird
not
because
have.
the artist draws this guy like a samurai, but he looks like a white guy. It's weird. I do like the art though. I really like it. Again, thumbs up on. I'm really. You know what? When we first started reviewing Alterna Comics, I wasn't crazy about the art teams that were put on these things. But these last three books I read, I really like the art. I really
Yeah,
did.
I'm looking at the art in the Scrimshaw. I didn't read this book. I wonder if I got it. I don't know. I must have it.
Yeah, I liked it. Well, you could search your DCBS order. That's one nice benefit.
That is a benefit.
Always l saves me. When I'm cutting back on books, it's gonna be hard though, because I won't be able to. I won't sometimes know. I bet you I order some number twos and I never ordered the number ones. Remember I get into that weird mode?
Yeah, that's what always happens when you do this.
Yeah, I've done it in the
When you
past. It always fucks me up.
cut back and say, I'm gonna cut back. I'm not even gonna get all these number ones.
Only thing I did differently is I wrote everything down this time, so I have it on a paper. So if I keep it up to date, I will know. So we're supposed to read Scurvy Town from Lu
Yes.
Luke Foster, but I failed to get the joke. I failed.
You failed.
But I don't know
Tires.
if I'd want to read it after being so sick because I received the book.
Yeah, you need to be careful. I understand that you want to space it out
Or I could go buy some masks and gloves before I read it.
That would probably be the
Like
wisest.
just one of those medical masks, you know, like SARS masks, and get some nice gloves, medical gloves that the
I'm sure
surgeons use.
your wife can bring you some gloves, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then maybe a condom.
Can never be
You
too
cannot be
safe.
protective. You don't know what that Luke Foster does, you know? If I've gotten the scurvy from him several times, I'm sure he carries a lot of venereal diseases. It's
Yeah,
like a
so
walking venereal disease.
people who are going to Heroes, we encourage you to pick up Luke Foster's comics, but just be safe. Wear your protection.
Put on a condom.
Do not put your penis anywhere near his comics
No.
or table, no matter what he says.
And don't touch his table and pick your nose because it just won't work.
Don't wipe your mouth. And if you do touch his table and there's a substance on your fingers, immediately hit the back, go to the bathroom and wash him off. Don't wipe that on your pants or your shirt.
It's probably smegma, so Google smegma.
It probably is. And it's also infected with the scurvy.
And it's contagious. Don't rub your eyes after touching his table.
Oh, definitely don't rub your eyes.
It's like putting smegma in your eye. We'll have to save Scurvy Town for a future episode.
All right, we'll save the scurvy town.
Yeah. So we got Motherlands. That's a DC book. Vertigo.
Yes, new Vertigo book by Simon Spurrier, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speak of the Devil.
I liked it.
Me too.
You know what
What was
this
this one?
reminded me of? And I'm looking at it from a very limited angle, but I mean, it's not entirely in this vein at all, but there's a certain theme in Watchmen that this reminded me of. It reminded me of the Silk Spectre mother-daughter relationship.
Okay.
And if you read before Watchmen, you get more of it. If you s explore it, it kind of has that theme because the Silk Spectre's mom was big into Hollywood too. And she was, in this case, this character's mom is popular as a bounty hunter and does like a bounty hunter TV type thing where she actually hunts down people and she's really popular. And now time has passed and her daughter's kind of doing similar things.
Right, because is her mom retired or
She's like in a
still doing
retirement
it?
home. They show the retirement home. She doesn't, she
Okay.
looks a lot older. She's not very healthy 'cause she's got like this wheelchair device, like this futuristic Professor X
Yeah,
chair that she's hooked
floating
into.
chair.
Yeah.
Or I guess it's a walking chair. Yeah, it's like her bottom half's like a robot almost.
Yeah.
She's sitting in it. Yeah, and so one of the concepts in this world is that they have the ability or the technology to transfer between dimensions. So she bounty hunts people through different dimensions.
The artist is Rachel Stott. I liked her art too. I've been really
Yeah.
pleased with the art in these books that we chose. And I'm usually not an art guy, but some of it stood out as really cool. What'd you think?
I liked it. It kind of reminded me a little bit of the main character of like Mercury Heat, like as a strong woman who's in the I guess in Mercury Heat she was working for the security force, but in this one she's independent. But the first half of the book is her like chasing this criminal through like different dimensions. And it's a good mix of action and there's some comedy. There's a bunch of comedy. And then the whole thing with her mom. I liked it a lot. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I real the part I really liked was the mother-daughter relationship type thing. I liked it. What'd you eat for breakfast?
I ate an egg on a bagel with guacamole.
Well, that sounds good. Never
It was
had
good.
guacamole with eggs.
No, it's delicious. They go well together. Very umami. You got umami on top of umami.
Barb made breakfast burritos with bacon, and then I smothered it in her homemade salsa, which is really good.
Oh, fantastic.
I love her salsa, man. There's nothing like homemade salsa. It's like those canned stuff just can't compete.
No, not even close.
And she put a lot of hot Rotel tomatoes in it, which I think gave it a little more spice or a little more afterbite to the jalapenos. I liked it.
Sounds good. I
What did
do
you
like
give
some salsa.
Motherlands?
I think I gave it a 4 out of 5.
That's what I gave it on the same page. So we got three more books. Well, we got four more books.
Good Lord.
We got The Wilds.
The Wilds. Oh, we are three more books, kind of the same genre.
They have very
Or
similar
same
themes of
theme.
couriers.
Yeah, our courier books.
And I'm kind of on the fence on which one I like the most. I'm really
Ooh,
It's
fantastic.
tough because they're all 4 out of 5s for me. They're all very similar themes. I think the one I liked the most was Survival Fetish.
Interesting.
And the one that I liked the least was The Wilds.
I think I gotta look and see what I gave things.
All of mine were 4 out of 5, so they were. It's even hard for me to rank them because they're very similar. They all had their pros and cons. I liked the art on all three books. I just think the one with the unique twist, to me, is Survival Fetish.
Yeah, Survival Fittest had the twist at the end. I think that I'm trying to find my where are my notes?
You need notes? I don't take no notes.
Well, that's where I have my rate at. I need to find my rating.
I thought you had a spreadsheet that you just wrote these in. You have a scratch pad? How do you keep notes?
I keep notes on my phone.
Well, that's a weird. That is fucking weird. Wait.
Why's
Okay,
that weird? I have my
what?
phone with me when I'm reading comics.
You take your notes on like a notepad on your phone? Are
Yes.
you where are you reading these comics? Where do you read 100% of your comics? At home?
What do I read 100%?
At work?
I read at home. Yes, at home.
Hmm.
I read comics at home. If I have to go to the city and take the train, and then I read on trades on the train.
Do you
And we'll
drive
see.
to the city? I
No,
mean,
I only
do
occasionally go to the city, but my w regular work, I drive, yeah.
Is that in the city?
No, it is not in the city.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, my notes are. I need to find a new system. What's your system?
I put it on the computer.
Yeah, I need to do that.
But like this week, I didn't get a lot read because I've been so sick lately. And it's like, on Thursday, I went back to the doctor for a second time, and they finally figured out how to get rid of Luke scurvy. It took two times,
Dang. But
and
I figured it out.
a lot of drugs. But Luke Foster gave me asthmatic bronchitis on this last one.
Dang. Luke. He's mean. 4 to 5, 4 to 5, and 4 out of 5.
Yeah, same here.
But I liked. I think I like Skyward the most.
Skyward was definitely the most refined. How could I say it? It's the most professional looking book that is well edited. It looks the best. It's the package is put together the best. But man, I've read something like this before. I think it was an ape comic.
Oh, you're talking about
Where everybody started to float away,
yeah, what the hell
lost
was that called?
gravity.
With
It
that
was
one
that big. It
dude.
was that fat guy with the hat.
Yeah, the fat
So
flying guy.
like I remember this. I remember something similar. It's definitely different. It's by the guy who created the Lucifer TV show. And the art is beautiful. Another beautiful
Another beautiful
colors,
book.
beautiful art.
Lee Garbett.
God, it's great. And I thought the opening scene was like very scary. Like
It was freaky. It was horrifying.
it was, I mean, the fact that he lost his wife was devastating. Like,
Yeah, so it opens where it's a normal day, and then all of a sudden gravity stops, and people start floating up in the air, and people are freaking out because they don't know what to do, because they don't know what's going on. So some people just kind of fly up because they're like, "Hey, this is cool," but then other people are realizing, like, are we going to come down? So they're grabbing onto stuff for dear life, trying to hold on. Yeah, and the dude, he tries to save his wife, but she ends up flying off.
well, I love the fact that it's like, what the hell's going on? Like, he has some idea that this could happen, right? Because he's like, this, it's happening. He says, no one
Yeah,
believed me,
he
but I
predicted
was
it.
right. And he's just staring at his like coffee because the coffee has floated out of his
Yeah,
cup.
floats out of
He's like,
the
holy fuck. And then he looks outside and he sees his dog like just flying, or dog on a leash that the dog's flying towards the sky. And he's like, holy shit, my wife just went out there and she's running. And he sees his wife out there, and there's nothing he can do. She's holding onto a lamppost, and then a car just hits her, and she just goes flying up into space. And he can't save her. So the next thing he does is he's like, "Holy shit, I lost my wife. I'm already devastated. I'm gonna lose my daughter now. Something could happen to
Well,
my daughter."
then he hears his baby cry, and
Yeah.
he's like, "Oh shit!" And so he runs inside the house, or flies inside the house, then it jumps to 20 years later,
And then she's a
and there's
courier.
yeah, there's still no gravity, so people have figured out a way to, like, they have like harness on them. With like and they can like latch themselves to different things. So if you go out in the wild, you gotta like continuously latch yourself to different things. And then they have couriers. I think most people probably just live inside, right? And then the couriers are the ones who risk their lives to go out in the
Right.
outside of the buildings to transport stuff.
And she uses a gun in a unique way. I liked it.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, it was very inventive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this one. It's good.
And he thinks that he knows how to fix it. That's how he knows how to fix
Oh,
the
the
situation.
dad,
But I don't think the daughter, the, while the he hates what he'll al he lost his wife to this event, so he's like, he wants to fix it, but I think his daughter embraces this. Like, she can't imagine a world where you'd be grounded in.
right, that doesn't make any sense
She
to
was
her,
born
'cause this is all she's
floating.
known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about the wilds?
Sure, the Wilds is more post-apocalyptic.
Well, more post-apocalyptic from a
version
virus.
of.
It's like a plant virus has happened. That's what I get out of it. What was that movie, the M. Night Shyamalan movie with the plants? I can't remember what the hell it was. It's where Mark Wahlberg tells the plant, "Don't mind me, I'm just gonna go pee-pee over here."
I don't remember which one that was.
That reminded me of this, except for, it was a lot different. This one, a virus has taken over and turned people into like zombies, but they're like assimilated with the plants somehow.
Yeah, they're full
They
of
like glue
plant.
like flowers and branches and shit out of their bodies, and it looks like they can regenerate. And she's in this one is a runner. She's a courier. She's kind of like a runner that goes out and gets supplies, and she runs into some dude that's gonna get that's being ki assimilated or going to be assimilated by these plant things, and she saves his life and brings him back to the compound, and then all shit hits the fan at the compound, it looks like.
Yeah, and the people at the compound aren't too pleased when she shows up with with someone.
Yeah.
So they don't like new
And it
people.
looks like she has a lesbian lover, and she's real pr they're protective of each other, and she's like, "You don't own this compound anymore. We should just leave." And the other one's like, "Well, if I leave, look what's going to happen to all these people that we care about." So she's like bound to the compound. Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it. Another 4 out of 5. Very different, but
Yeah, I gave it 4 out of 5. I think it's my least favorite out of the
it was
three.
my least favorite too. If I had to rank them, the next one is my favorite, Survival Fetish. The Survival Fetish was black and white. It had good art, and the only thing is they didn't really set up anything. Like you don't know like why this happened.
Right.
Isn't this one in like Honolulu, or is it? Yes, yeah, it's Honolulu.
Might have been, yeah.
It's in
I remember.
Hawaii somewhere, and the opening scene is really weird because because it's in black and white, and it was hard for me to tell what really happened. But it's two women talking about a baby and breastfeeding and all this stuff and about having kids, and it looks like one of them gets shot in the head. And then it cuts to the future, and it's like, well, what was that opening scene about? Why did this person get shot? And it seems like there's just a bunch of people that are in these skyscrapers that if you try to go out or try to do anything outside your house, they'll shoot you. They'll shoot you dead. So they have these professional couriers that will take stuff from place to place.
Right.
And we're dealing with the most famous one, like the guy that's always getting the job done.
Yeah, the guy can do it all. Yeah, that was one thing I didn't really grasp either is why are these snipers killing people in the city?
Yeah,
And
what's the motive? Like, why would they do
why
it? It's almost
are they
like
just sitting there waiting for people and shooting
Trump America out there, man. I don't know what's going on.
them? And it's in Honolulu. And is it just this Honolulu that this is happening, or and is it like the whole city?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't understand that. And I found the relationship that he has with his girlfriend and the parents of the girlfriend really unique. Like
Yeah, definitely the
it's really bizarre because he like loves her, but she just wants to fuck him. It's so weird. I didn't understand that. That was very strange. 'Cause she treats him like he's like she doesn't want anything to do with him but live her sexual fantasies with him. Think the only other one that you had on your list was Shadow Man. Well, what did you think of this one? This was your second favorite?
Yeah, that was my second favorite.
I am at
Shadow Man, is that on my list?
that was. I read that a long time ago.
Yeah, I gotta find my. I think I put it on my list just because I liked it.
Yeah, it was
And I was
good.
happy to. I haven't always liked Shadow Man stories, so.
Well, I liked it because it got back to the voodoo.
Yeah.
And that the New Orleans and the voodoo, and that's what I liked about it. But I think that's the I gave that a I think I gave Shadow Man a
Other
five out of
this,
five.
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
That one I read when it first came out, so I
Yeah, I
don't
had read it a
remember.
while ago. Well, I guess I read it at the same time as some of these other ones.
I'll search for it. Search up for when is your trade for the girl who handcuffed Houdini coming out?
Didn't that already come out?
Don't know. We gotta read that if that's the case.
I believe it's already out. I think I have it.
But Shadow Man number one talked about Alyssa Miles, which is the girl that Paul Jenkins, was it Paul Jenkins or Peter Milligan, developed the relationship between Jack and her before he went into the Deadlands. And it starts off with her, she's doing magic. It mentions a lot of like New Orleans cool things, like cartomancy, which is like map magic, gris-gris. It has an interesting thing in there where she's talking about Punk Mambo, which is another Valiant character who's not into the she's not true voodoo. She says she's more of a sorceress Vive, which I found was very interesting. It also talked about Papa Legba and how that relationship is, and then there it starts off with her being chased by a monster in a swamp, and it had a lot of really cool things. And Jack's been gone for 5 years, so when he comes back, he's horny and he wants to have some sex. But she's like, we don't have none of that. He talks about being a slave on the dead side and all the killing that goes on. And they bring back a demon called Dambala that does not really like Jack. And then Alyssa passes out and Baron Samedi takes over her body. And there's a lot of history with these names. Like if you Wikipedia these names, you'll get a lot of what they mean and what they mean to voodoo. So it's really cool stuff. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, so has the whole arc come out now?
I don't think so. They're on issue 3, I think is the last one.
Okay.
I haven't
I
read
looked
two
up
and three yet.
all right. I looked up the girl who handcuffed Houdini. That doesn't come out until August. I was wrong. Something else. I was thinking of
I've read
another.
everything since the last one, and that book is another book that if they don't have the back matter in the trade, it's bullshit. Because the thing that
Interesting.
makes that book so fucking awesome is all the historical facts that are gathered in the back matter about Houdini and the occult. Oh my god, that shit is fascinating. I am so glad they put this stuff together, 'cause all the trade raiders, they get fucked. And I'm like, I get the single issues and I get all the good stuff.
Except in your new model, you're gonna get
I'm
fucked.
gonna get fucked. I don't know, does digital
I don't know. I
do
didn't order
that?
this. I didn't order this.
You didn't order the girl who handcuffed Houdini?
No, because it's a hardcover. I didn't want to get a hard. I want to wait. I was gonna wait for the soft
They're
cover.
not coming. I asked them. They said there's
You
no
did not.
soft cover
You did not
coming.
ask. Well, then I should get the single issues.
Well, you should.
I'll have to figure out. Let's see. What does this say? How many issues is it gonna be? Five? Four?
I think it's only three.
Oh, they got big issues.
I think.
Only 3 issues? No.
Let me look it up. This one's a tough one because The girl who handcuffed Houdini. Yeah, it's got the guy's name in front of it. What is it? Woodcock? Wood.
I think Woodcock is in it.
The title of the book is so fucked up.
Yeah, Mindy Woodcock.
Meanie?
Minky.
Minky?
Minky.
Woodcock.
Minky Woodcock.
Yep, found it. It is 4 issues.
All right, let me
And it
see how many
says
pages.
only hardcover, only. No back matter.
No back matter at all. 26 pages.
Why are you waiting on these Titan comics? Just jump in the fucking books and get them like you do the Alterna now.
I
You're never
here's a point.
disappointed.
That's true.
And
But I
then,
like the
no,
collections.
but the back matter of like Peep Show and Trigger Man, all that back matter is good. Do you get that?
No, I got that in oh, in the trade?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some back matter, but I don't know if they have I doubt they have all of the back matter. All right, fine. I'm just gonna go singles.
Hard case
They've
crime. You need to start getting that Mike Hammer stuff right there.
forced me. Damn it. Can't afford this.
Well, it's cheaper than a hardcover.
Hardcover, $25.
Yeah. $25 for 4 issues. It's a dollar
Question mark
more.
on the extras.
Yeah. You might get more. I don't know. Sometimes trades give you extra stuff.
Additional stuff.
Well, they give
That's
you
true.
the trades tend to give you like the creation process stuff. Like here's some of the pencils and here's some of the
Yeah,
yeah.
here's the rough
So I think that's it for the comics. Do we have any TVs or movies before you go to the convention?
I'm sure I do. What have I seen? I've seen a bunch of junk. What do I want to talk about? That's the question.
I saw Solo. I thought it was fucking amazing.
Oh, I think I'm gonna go see that next weekend. So it's worth seeing in the theater.
I think so. I mean, are you a big Han Solo fan and love the Millennium Falcon and Chewie?
I do love the Millennium Falcon.
Well, if you do.
When I saw the Millennium Falcon in the new ones, I got the chills the first time I saw it.
Oh, so you need to go to see it in the theater then. I'll make the call.
All right. Then I'm going to go next weekend.
It really pulls on the heartstrings too, I think, on like the relationship between Han and Chewie. I think it does a fantastic job. And it's got a lot of action. And the guy who plays Lando, god damn, it's like just his mannerisms. It's almost like watching the remakes of Star Trek with the guy who plays Bones. Like he's just channeling that
Land, isn't that what's his face? Glover?
Glover, yeah. He's channeling
Childish Gambino?
yeah. He's nailed it. Like he's got it
Oh,
down.
cool. He's multi-talented.
Yeah. But it's a box
Okay,
office flop. It only made 100 million.
Oh, terrible. I wonder what do they predict for that?
They were underwhelmed with its opening. They keep thinking that they're gonna keep growing instead
Yeah,
of
they'll
they're
grow
shrinking, and
from
it didn't grow from the
the peak.
last one, so it's a downward trend, so Hollywood starts to freak out. Oh no. But it was a bad time to open because you have three blockbusters in a row. You have Avengers, right? And then the next week you have Deadpool, which I haven't seen yet. Another blockbuster. And then the third week you had Memorial Day weekend and it was Solo. And I know that what? Sorry, I got interrupted by my loved one. So I forgot. I lost track of what. Oh, three back-to-back blockbusters.
Right, so people are what's the word for it?
They could be like burned out. They could be like
Yeah, I
we're
guess
doing.
burnout.
A lot of people take their trailers and stuff and go hiking and mountain bike. Like Micah was just here, and
Well, the people are going outside now, so there's a lot of things going on every like well even for us like yesterday we had a graduation party to go to
yeah.
they have a go to there's stuff going on now every weekend it seems like so
Yeah, we
people's time is tighter.
drove up to the peak for the first time. It was a scary thing.
I heard you just traversed the peak. How come you didn't hike up to the top of the
Well,
mountain?
we usually take the train. Hiking, go, you gotta be in shape to do that shit. What the fuck are you talking about? You gonna go to 14,000 feet? I mean, we usually take the train, but the train's broken and they don't know what they're gonna do with it. So now they're dealing with the ramifications of tourist attraction and how do they get it. Like, you can't even drive up there now. So we caught it at the right time if you're driving, because you have to like stop at a halfway point and get shuttled up.
Okay. Is that because of the number of people?
Well, the altitude is so high that when you're coming down, they have brake checks. So like
Yeah.
you have to drive in first gear or second, preferably first, when you're on an automatic. And if you have anybody in front of you, the risk is they're not paying attention to what they're doing and they're riding their brake. And what it causes, because of the inclination and how fast it's going, it causes your brakes to smoke and the temperature to gain. So what
Right.
they have is these brake checks where they have like a forestry service guy come and bring a temperature gauge to your brakes. And
Really? Wow.
they say it's too hot. You're above 300. If you're above 300 degrees, they recommend you stop at these places.
And cool down.
Yeah. And we were like at 600 because the person in front of us was driving a pickup truck, and they didn't know how to use the gears. Like they were coasting their brake all the way down. So we had no choice but to do the same, because even in first gear, you can't drive slow enough if somebody's constantly braking. So we had to stop at the halfway point, wait an hour for the brakes to cool, and then come back
Oh,
down.
was Barb mad?
Yeah, because of that idiot in
You
front of
got
us.
screwed, yeah. So there's no, you guys should have pulled over.
But he was holding up traffic. Like, if we would have
Oh,
pulled
so
off, there's
you still would have been hurt at some point.
not many on Pikes Peak. There's a 2-lane highway. There's not many places you can
I know, I
pull
was
over.
just
You could pull over and drive over the mountain, but
Isn't there some spots where you could pull over to take pictures of the view?
yeah, they come about every mile or every 2 miles. They might have a small parking lot where you can pull over. But they're few and far between. There's not a lot. They're more like there's like four major on stops on the way up to the top of the mountain.
So when you guys had to pull o when you guys had to pull over for an hour because you're too hot, did you guys like trashes the pickup truck or anything?
No.
Or
Matter of
pee on
fact,
the
everybody that was behind us had to pull over. The
Were they all
cars
pissed off at the
Seem to do better than the big high-profile vehicles, like as far as the brakes. So you'd see like a lot of cars, they would go by and they'd be able to pass. And
Okay.
you see a lot of them that can't.
Yeah.
So, but like any vans or any pickups or any like SUVs, most of them were having to stop anyway. So we did a lot of hiking and walking, and it was an interesting thing when we got up there, because I had that bronchitis shit. So I was like, okay, at this altitude, what's it gonna do to me? Well, it's like the first 40 minutes I was fine. We walked around, we took pictures, all that. We ate these donuts because they're popular, because they make these donuts at a high altitude and they taste great.
Interesting.
I ordered 3 bags of donuts.
Yeah.
I shared one with me, Micah, Claire, and Barb, and then the other two, I bought one for me and Barb and one for Micah and Claire. And those donuts are delicious. But there was a part where it felt like my chest was gonna explode. And I asked Barb, "Do you feel like that?" And she felt like it too, and so did like Claire and Micah had to stop too. And they had been acclimated too. They had been here a whole like over 24 hours, so it was interesting.
Been up there for too long.
And then we went to Garden of the Gods and did 7 miles the next day. And we went to the unsinkable Molly Brown House in Denver. The Titanic. She's got a pretty fascinating backstory.
I know there was a movie.
Yeah, that movie that happened that her name is Margaret, and the movie changed her name to Molly because they said that it sounded better, and they kept the name Molly because of the movie,
Because
and
otherwise no
that
one would make a connection.
they could sell tickets to the house now. You know, like it's more marketable to have Unsinkable Molly Brown than Margaret Brown.
Yeah.
But one of the things I found fascinating was her husband, because man, it seems like they married out of the fact that you had to get married. Like he it seemed like he courted her and he loved her, but she didn't really like him. But he struck it rich, like with the mines. And he was like a mine engineer. And the interesting thing is she liked having money. And he didn't give a shit about the money. He wanted to just work. You know what I mean? He like the money didn't mean anything to
He
him.
just he liked the
He
success.
liked the success and he liked the engineering behind it and stuff. He was more of the engineering type guy instead of like the miner. Like he it's weird 'cause Molly Brown fought for people's rights a lot, like during the World War and everything. Like she was a fight for women's activism and fought for people's rights, like coal miners' rights. So she was essentially fighting against her husband because of the mining, because he didn't care about the miners' rights. He cared about the engineering behind it and making money. And she cared more about the people that had to deal with the black lung and all that crap. So yeah, that was pretty interesting stuff. And they got divorced, and they had 2 kids. One of them did movies and silent pictures, her son. But it was pretty interesting. When she got on the Titanic and the thing sunk, they had talked to her husband and he was like in California or something. They're already separated. And she said she's too mean and stubborn to die. She said she wouldn't have died.
That bitch will never die.
Yeah. So it was great having Micah come and visit. It was a
It
short
was
weekend.
fun.
We went to Cave of the Winds too, so we went caving. Did a lot of things.
I believe it's spelunking.
Splunking.
Did you splunk
We were splunking all every day.
Fun. That's always the first thing I like to do when friends come into
You
town.
splunk?
I like to splunk. I was trying to figure out what movies I watched that I want to talk about.
I didn't watch much. It seems like I was sick. I got caught up on a lot of TV, but nothing to write home about. Got caught up on The Flash. We got caught up on I'm almost got caught up on The Terror. That's something that I would be interested on how thinking how you like that. It's a very unique horror tale, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that last time. I need to, if it ever shows up on streaming anywhere, I'll
I've
have to
never
watch
seen
that one.
anything like it because it's like When the English were trying to find a channel to be able to move stuff quickly, and they were going through like Antarctica, where everything's frozen, and their ships froze, and they were stuck for over a year. And weird shit starts to happen, man. It turns into a horror movie. But I haven't finished it yet. I got three more episodes of that left, but I really enjoy the terror. And the Suicide Squad cartoon was awesome. It was really good.
I have that DVD from the library or the Blu-ray. I need to watch that.
It's really convoluted. Like it's very bloody. It's very it's rated R. But it has a lot of like
I'm surprised about that. Well, I guess the movie was, wasn't it?
my biggest surprise was the Punch and Jewel thing. Like it has Punch and Jewel in there, and if you know them, it has some pretty shocking shit in there. It's got some really cool stuff. I liked it quite a bit. There's a lot of characters in that thing. A lot of villains. And the plot is really convoluted, but it's pretty awesome. You had to have watched something that you could tip your
I watched
tea
something I
off to.
didn't like. I watched something I didn't like.
What was it?
It's called The House of the Devil.
That sounds familiar.
Did you ever see it?
Can you tell
It's
me
from.
about.
It's about. So this girl. It's about. It's kind of like. I think it takes place in like the late 80s, early 90s, and it's kind of done in a retro style. The credit sequence is really awesome. I loved the shit out of it because it's totally. Like a flashback to like old 80s horror movies. But it's about this college woman in college who gets a job babysitting at this house. And she goes to the house to babysit. And so far I liked it. So the concept was good, the character was good. I enjoyed it up to this point where she gets to the house. So that was the first act I liked. Then the second act is her at this house walking around. She orders a pizza. She dances. She listens to her Walkman and dances around for a little while. And basically nothing happens for like, I don't know, 40 minutes. And then at the end, there's excitement again. So I hated this movie. I like the beginning and or I like the beginning. The ending was exciting, but it was a little hokey too. So I do not recommend The House of the Devil.
This sounds fantastic.
And the one thing that so I didn't like it. And the main problem is it was this woman walking around this house. I mean she explores the house kind of when she's there. But there's no threat to her. Like, she doesn't know that anything bad is happening. So, to her, there's no threat. She's just bored in this house.
Yeah.
So, like, we know that something bad's gonna happen, but. So, maybe there's suspense, supposed to be suspense for us. But then to just watch her walk around the house for 40 minutes is boring as shit. Whereas if she suspected something was gonna happen and she was afraid, then maybe it would have been. Better.
Gotta watch the preview on IMDb here after we're done.
You watch a preview, it'll probably look good. You'd be like, yeah, I want to watch this movie. It's a good style.
Yeah.
It's worth watching the first half hour. The credit sequence is definitely worth watching.
Any others? There have to be some library movies here.
Did watch a couple of library movies, but nothing to really speak of. I watched When Marnie was There, which is a Studio Ghibli movie, so Miyazaki's studio. And this is one that you would hate it, of course, because it's
Anime?
anime. But it's done in a slightly different style, because this was the, I think this is the first one that was done by someone other than Miyazaki or his assistant. It was like someone who worked for them. I think it was like an art director on previous movies, but this was his first one that he was solely in charge of the direction of. And it was it's done in a slightly different style than the other Miyazaki movies. The art is a slightly different in that it's a little more realistic, and the color scheme is a little more realistic. But it's about this young girl who grew up in a foster home or with foster parents, and they're living in this city. I can't remember which city it was, some city in Japan. And she has asthma, and it's getting really bad. So she goes off to stay with her aunt in the country. And it's actually an interesting place. And I watched the special features on the DVD, and they showed the actual place that it was based on. But it's a place that's by the shore in Japan, where it's like a marsh, and like during high tide, the water comes in from the ocean and fills up, and it's basically this, it becomes this like lake, but then when the tide goes out, it becomes like a marsh. Mm-hmm. So it's like a constantly changing. It's weird, 'cause like for part of the day you're on this lake, and then the rest of the day it's just like a marsh or like no water. So anyway, and there's this mansion on this marsh. And the girl becomes friends with a little girl who lives in the house, but it's something weird is going on, because they say that the house has been like abandoned for many years. So there's like a whole it's almost like kind of like a gothic thing where, you know, she becomes friends with this girl who doesn't really seem to exist.
Hmm.
But it was good. You'd like it.
Yeah.
Actually, in terms of anime, you'd probably like this one more than a lot of other ones, just because it's more serious, and it kind of has to do with, you know,
I'm more interested in this House of the Devil, to tell you the truth.
You should.
I find the exploration of houses pretty interesting.
It's not good, but maybe you should watch it. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you'll be like, Bill, you're crazy. This movie's amazing. So suspenseful.
Yeah, we'll see. If it
credit sequence is good.
Was that a library one?
Yeah, that was a library.
I wanted to watch I Kill Giants, and I thought it was available on Amazon Prime, and it is available, but you have to pay for it. So
I have to pay for it. I got the DVD from the library too to watch.
Yeah,
I'm on top of it. Well, one thing that's on Amazon Prime now, I think, is the Disaster Artist. I think that's available now.
Oh,
so you got to watch that one. That's definitely worth watching. That's really good.
I want to see Deadpool 2. I don't know when I'll get around to it next week, I think.
How's that one doing? Let's check it out.
I think it did really good for a rated R superhero movie.
And you know, it's because it's, let's see.
Well, did you watch that documentary on the Funko?
It's done good. I did.
Well, tell us a little bit about that.
So on Netflix, they have a documentary about Funko. So it starts telling about the history of Funko, how it was basically started by a couple guys. Well, it's actually interesting, because they started it because the one guy wanted a
bobblehead, wasn't it? Like a
yeah, he wanted the what the hell, a big boy.
Yeah,
he wanted a big boy bobblehead,
and he wanted to do it at his garage. You know why I know this? It's because I saw Kevin Smith's what is that damn show he has on? The Comic Book Man.
Oh yeah. Oh, they talked
They well,
on
well
there.
they had an opening of their new Funko Museum, and they gave a history of it because they were promoting having the comic book men have their own Funko figures.
Okay.
And they went out there and they talked about how it started. So I saw the Big Boy, which is kind of cool because did you get to have Big Boy out where you were?
No,
I used
I've
to
never even been to a Big Boy.
The Big Boy
I've
was
never.
great as a kid because they would give you like Big Boy comics and all kinds of stuff. So
Oh,
as a
nice.
kid, you'd go and have a burger or whatever you were going to eat with your parents, and you'd get like a coloring book, and then you'd get a comic book of Big Boy, and I was like, this shit's awesome. I love comic books. So I was like in heaven at that place. I loved Big Boy.
Yeah, we didn't have them in Canada, and we don't have them in the Midwest, at least not by me. Nowhere in the Chicagoland area. Yeah, but so yeah, so Funko, yeah, so he wanted one, and like the only ones he could like he looked it up to see how much they were, and they're all like $600 or whatever. He's like, I'm not gonna pay that. It's like, and he's like, well, maybe I can just make one. So he went to like his local Big Boy and talked to them about it, and they referred him to the corporate office, and he basically asked them if he could do it, and they gave him permission. So
That guy was a fairly young guy. Does Big Boy still exist? I didn't think it existed. Do they have a corporate office? I mean, how do they do it? Like, I thought there were a restaurant that's defunct.
well, I mean, this was 20 years ago.
I thought they were defunct by then. I don't remember them out of the 70s.
Well, they went to one. I'm guessing they're still around because in the documentary, I'm pretty sure they went to one.
I'm gonna look it up right now. Big
I'm gonna
Boy.
look it up too. I'm guessing that they're in Chicago. There's a Big Boy Euros, Big Boy restaurants.
1936, they started. My location, so they have locations. They have three locations in the United States. Wow. So they still exist. Damn, one's near you. Well, I guess not. It's in Michigan.
77 locations. So they're still around. Yep, they have a
Show
website.
locations.
Strawberry Festival.
A lot of them in Michigan.
Oh, wow. They're just like in Michigan and California. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
basically Michigan.
Almost all Michigan. So I guess the next time I go.
Wow.
To, I go to Michigan. I gotta capture a Big Boy there. I didn't know they existed. This is fascinating news. More so than the Funko.
Funko
Yeah, I want to stop at Big Boy. I wonder if they still have comic books.
documentary. There's one in Cleveland. Two in Cleveland.
Yeah, but they probably don't cater to people that don't eat meat.
Probably not.
They probably have a salad. You can go to Big Boy and have a salad. So depressing.
Delicious salad. Looks like they have breakfasts. So, okay, so the Funko documentary. So I liked the first half hour or so of it because that's where they're talking about the history of the company, and it's pretty interesting and how they grew and how they eventually got to Pops. And then the last hour, I kind of
Dozed
gave up on
off.
at some point and sped through. Well, because after that, they just go talk to people about why they like Pops so much. So they talk to different collectors, talking about why they like Pops. And at that point, I didn't care. I just wanted to care about the history of the company.
Yeah,
I don't really
you wanted
care.
more of the documentary, like, and why? Who cares about why you like Pops?
Yeah, I don't care about these pop collectors and talking about their collections and why they love them and stuff. So I gave up at that point. But the first half hour or so was really good. If you want to see the history of the company. And then I watched one episode of the new Toys That Made Us.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into that yet.
I watched the first one, and it's not the greatest of
It's
them.
not as good as the ones that we talked about then, huh?
Yeah. Well, because the first one is, and I don't know why they started with this one, but it's Star Trek.
Yeah, but that has Mego. Oh, I
It does
love
have some
Domingo.
Mego. It does have some Mego. But the problem with it is, like, the other ones are cool because, like, Barbie, they
Yeah, they
tell,
have the
like,
guy that goes to
history.
prison. Yeah, the woman and all that.
Yeah, they tell the interesting history of the company, and even like all the other ones, like the Star Wars, they tell like the history of when they first got the franchise and growing it and stuff, and
Yeah,
how
and how
they
they
figured out.
lost it and somebody else acquired it and
The Star Trek one, it's more about the property than the toys. So, well, it's talking about how all these different companies made Star Trek toys, but it's like, I don't know, like 30 companies made toys for Star Trek. So
yeah.
instead of telling the history of a company, it's just telling the history of what different toys came out for Star Trek. So it's less interesting to me. But I don't think the whole season is like that. I think it just happened to be this one because there was no one company that had the license. But they do talk about the Vigos. At some point they get to the figures. That's when it gets more interesting for me anyway.
Yeah, I almost watched one last night, but I mowed the grass, and man, I was exhausted. I just wanted to fall asleep after it.
Yeah, cutting the grass, man, you get sweaty cutting the grass.
Yeah, I showered. I just
That's a good
I
workout.
felt good. A matter of fact, we did that, and then walked a mile, taking Harley, and then I took a shower and then ate some salsa and chips and then I passed out. I had every intention. I was gonna read Scurvy Town, and this time I thought it was Scrimshaw.
I guess Scrimshaw.
Scurvy Town. I don't know how I got that out of Scurvy Town, but I would have been looking at my order and say I didn't order Scurvy Town.
You're like, what's a scary
What
town?
is Scurvy Town? I didn't get the joke. I didn't get it until we talked just recently.
Well, to anyone of Heroes, please go to Luke Foster's table and ask him
For Scurvy
about
Town.
Scurvy Town. Ask him if he has the new Scurvy Town issue.
I know why he came out with. I know why. What I know the thought process of how he came up with Dr. Bananas. He went to Baskin Robbins and they had a Bananas Foster, and he's like, "Well, I'm
Oh.
Foster."
So
And
bananas, that's
Bananas Foster, Dr. Bananas. I
it.
have the scurvy, and you need to go to the doctor. See how that came about? Bananas
That's
Foster
true.
and then the doctor because of the scurvy. So, any other TV shows? Oh, I gotta order something for Barb in the next previews.
Sorry, I was talking to a child. Okay, what'd you say?
I just said I have to order something for Barb in the next previews.
Ooh, what do you have to order for Barb? Or is it a secret?
They have the Muppets Swedish Chef Deluxe Edition action figure box set.
Really?
Yeah, the Swedish
Ooh.
Chef.
Who's bringing that out?
Diamond Select Toys. I haven't been looking at the toy section lately.
I always glance
I have been
through
ordering the Eagle Moss Galactica ships, and they have the Galactica in the next
I
one.
saw that you got it, and I'm bummed out because I was like right on the fence
Yeah.
about getting it
It
because
is beautiful. Did you see the size of it? Did you get the concept of how big they are? It's almost like 12 inches long. It's awesome.
I think I didn't get it because it was the new one and not the old
Yeah,
one.
that's the only thing I'm sort of bummed about. But the Viper looks, they're almost
I know they're
identical.
very close in
It's
design.
when you get to the Cylon ship, it changes dramatically.
If it had been the old one, I would have got it for sure. But now I'm regretting it. Now I kind of wish I had gotten it.
Yeah, the Galactica looks a little different, but the body is similar. And I wonder if they'll come on out with the Cylon ships, the big ones, the base ships.
I don't know, but yeah, I saw you posted that. I'm like, God damn it.
That's
I knew I
nice.
should have got it. I knew I should have got it.
Yeah,
It was
I was
nice.
very pleased with it when I took it out of the box. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I may have to pick that up at some point. If it's available. But I would like my DCBS discount. Although they don't have big discounts on those, do they?
There were I think it's 20%.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's better than if you went to Eagle Moss directly. The one thing about cutting back is I hate looking at previews now. God damn it. There's got to be a way to make myself happy. Wow, they have these new, like, they're like busts, but they're like statues, but it's just a hand. And it's got like the Joker holding a Joker card, the Harley Quinn holding a Joker sucker, and Batman holding a batarang. It's pretty awesome.
That's weird. I
And
wouldn't get it.
I don't
It's
know,
not for
it's.
me. But I haven't seen it, so.
And then they're coming out with Star. We're talking about Star Trek collector's busts. And Captain Kirk is the first one. I wouldn't mind getting the original crew because that's the only one that I have any kind of attachment to. Any Canadian TV?
No, but I haven't. We have been watching, or we just finished watching The Resident first season off
Resident,
of
what is
TiVo.
that?
It's
Is
a
that the medical
medic.
drama?
Yeah,
Okay.
it's a medical new medical drama.
Yeah, Barb watches that. She likes it.
It's really good. It was really good.
I hear he's a dick.
He's not really a dick. He just. He's very arrogant. But he gets less arrogant as the season goes on.
He has the God complex, or what?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
Like Alec Baldwin in that one movie where he's a doctor and he says, "I am God. Got your
I don't
life in my
remember that
hand."
movie.
It had Nicole Kidman, Alec Baldwin, and I can't remember who the other one was. It was a good suspense movie.
Have to look that one up. But yeah, in the Resident, actually there's a few doctors in the Resident who have God complexes. That's one of the themes. The doctors think they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But it's a good combination of both the just, medical problem of the week. Mixed, but it's less that and more about the dynamics of the hospital, and it's very character driven.
Yeah.
So we like that one. And then, yeah, I'm not sure what else.
They have these stackable DC tikis. You know how like a tiki bar or like where they stack the tikis, the tiki heads, but they're like
Yeah,
DC characters.
tiki head cups or something.
Yeah, these are like they're pretty damn cool. But you have to order the whole box at $119 a box.
Yikes.
God damn. I wish I just had more space. That's the thing. That's the only thing.
That is a problem. That is a definite problem. And so when you get to our age and have some a lifetime accumulation
Yeah.
that hasn't subsided, eventually run out of space. Then you
That
have to either move
sucks.
or figure out another location in your house to put comics, like Bob Breetal puts them in his garage.
Yeah, but then your car can't go in there. That sucks.
I know I'm not putting anything in my I need my garage. We have
I love
winter. He doesn't have
my
winter.
garage too because Like if it hails, your car's protected. It's protected against the weather elements. It helps your car even last longer, you know?
That's true. Well, we need it here just because we have winter, so I don't want to suffer through parking my car in the driveway in winter.
Have to worry about starting it. Yeah.
Cleaning it off. But yeah. And then, well, I have stuff in the basement. I know you have stuff in the basement.
Yeah. What I
I
really need
need
to
to.
do that would make Barb like really happy is if I get the spare bedroom so you could walk in it. Right now it's just covered with collected editions. Like you can't even walk in there. I don't even think Micah saw that room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was Micah impressed by all your comics?
He says, I think he's. These are too many boxes. You need to get rid of this shit.
Believe it. Did you guys record a podcast when he was over?
No. Nope.
Live from the top,
The peak.
Pikes Peak.
What do you think of the new previews? Do you like the new layout of it?
I don't remember exactly
They got DC
what
got its own
it's like.
section.
Yeah, I know DC's out.
Marvel has its own book. Image kind of has its own, but Image moved to the front of the book,
Yeah,
and then
mentioned at the front.
Dynamite and the other ones, and then they merged the magazine section with the whole magazine.
Oh
Like,
yeah, that's weird. I thought it was okay.
I
I
have a
mean,
harder time finding like what I want though. Like, if I a lot of times I would pay attention to the books and magazine section. And I'd look for like, oh, this is a book I'd like to get. And now I find it get I get lost in like the comic
right, it's not
content
easy
and
to,
whether I
yeah.
miss this like 'cause I'm a sucker for like books that are like documentaries like the history of Superman or history of Batman or something like this. And I used to be able to find that shit really easily and now they're kind of splattered along all these random publishers and I can't figure out where they are.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm assuming they did it because people would just skip the back sections, so now they're forced to see them. But if you're used to going through those for a specific reason,
And
then
now they
it's
have this
more
manga
difficult
section
now.
that's huge, and I don't care about that. I guess if you like that stuff, it's
Now you can
nice.
skip that whole section.
Yeah. I wonder if I'll ever get into it. I wonder if I'll ever read something and it'll say, oh, that's
Suddenly
interesting.
click with you. I doubt it.
Street Fighter Summer Sports Special looks interesting. It's a bunch of bikinis. Yeah, I don't know. I got a lot of TV to watch, and I don't have time for TV. There's so much Cloak and Dagger starting too on Freeform. I don't know if you get that.
I don't think I do.
I
I
do.
never even heard of it before.
It used to be ABC Family. Now they changed the name to Freeform.
Didn't know that's what it
But you
was.
don't get cable, so.
Yeah, we don't have it. I'll have to. Someday I'll see it. I want to see it, though. I love Cloak and Dagger. That'll be interesting to see how they do it.
Really need to like figure out how to limit my entertainment choices. Like, I don't need as much as I get. And I gotta find out what the optimal situation is for watching what I want to watch.
I know it does stink when you have stuff built up that, you have like 50 episodes of something on your DVR.
Yeah.
But we just like we're just harsh about stuff now, so we'll try the first episode, and if it's not a home run, then we'll just say forget it. Because there's enough good stuff, but if something's not great, then why bother?
Yeah.
Problem is, there's a lot of good stuff.
There is. There's a lot of good stuff. I gotta start tracking movies like I do the comics that I'm not reading, so I could, like, when it does come out, I will be able to catch it on something. So I don't forget
No, even the
about it.
stuff you're
Because
interested in,
there's so much that comes out that it all gets lost in the minutiae of just having so much.
Yep, we definitely live in a content-rich society now when it comes to entertainment. There's so much available.
Yeah, I think that's why people bitch so much about it. There's so much available that they're more picky and they have to complain about everything. Like we rated some books 2 out of 5, but the interesting thing about it is something that I like is something that you don't like. That's what's more interesting. It's like, why did Prism Stalker work for you and not for me? You know what I mean? That's what's more fascinating to talk about. That's why I wanted to know what yours were, not to slam those books, but to see, well, God dang, I want to
Oh,
see
that if
this
you
House of
had,
the
yeah,
Devil
if you had,
because I'm not you. You
that's right, you could.
didn't like it. Let me experience it.
Yep, there's always going to be things that's why, yeah.
I mean, for a lot of the post-apocalyptic stuff, we agree on most of it. It's when you go to like certain extremes.
Right, it's
I
the
think you
more
I think
experimental.
you like the more experimental, like you have to work at it kind of thing. Like you're on this journey and you have to discover what this is. Like you have to work at it, whereas I'm more of a lazy reader and I just like I don't want to work at I
Give it to
work
me.
at work. I don't want to work at it. I want you to tell me a
Yeah.
story. Like I read Dark Knight's Metal and he went very more Grant Morrison-esque on me.
Morrison-esque, yeah.
And I don't like that. Like it's so meta textual. Like it's like, well, what if dreams were this and we're living the dream and I don't know, it's just so weird. I'd rather have just an adventure of this other dimension rather than you throw in, the Sandman's dream and this could be what this is and you can read all this stuff into it. I like having more like the history of stuff, like why is this this and why is this this? But I don't have
Yeah,
to,
more straightforward.
yeah, I don't have to like kill my brain to try to understand something. Sometimes it works,
Yeah.
but very seldom for me. Sometimes I'm like, I like it more when like a re they throw out concepts to you and it makes you want to research those concepts, like the whole thing with Domino and why are these guys stealing like resources like trees? Does this really exist? Like shit like that takes me down like rabbit holes and history paths. But when it's like metatextual and weird, like that's why I hated the beginning of that movie you like so much. The what was it called? The Satan Hammer or what? Fucking that movie that sucked until like the last.
Antichrist.
Yeah, I hated that movie. That was too meta. That was like, and then finally at the end, I got some payoff that I cared about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess I'm more willing to go down that road. Although there's a point, there certainly is a point where if it becomes too much, then it loses me as well. Like if I have to do too much work, then I'll do work to a certain point. But if I have to do too much work, then I'm not into it. But some people are. Some people love that stuff.
Well, if you get a chance this week or next week, and you're in Comixology or whatever, looking. Hey, did you get a chance to read Monica's book? That's one thing we forgot to do. Do you want to wait till next
Oh
time,
shit! Yeah,
or talk about it
I
real
did.
quick?
We can talk about it real quick.
What did you read? Did you read 2 and 3?
I read 2 and 3.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, so we're talking about the friendship paradox, which is available on Comixology. And in the first issue, it's about a young woman who her parents are scientists, and they figure out how to do time travel, and she against they don't want her to, but because of her size, she's the only one who can test it out. So she does a test run, and then she ends up getting stuck back in the 80s. So the second and third issue kind of continue her journey back in the past. And I really like the second issue, because that's where she meets, like, she's found, she's so she's stuck in the 80s, and she's stuck in a park all alone, and she doesn't know anything and has no money, obviously, from that time period. And this other the girl finds her and kind of takes her in to her home.
Well, she's our and second. You're mixing number one and one with two. She's already taken her
Right,
into
well,
her, the second issue is kind of she's already in her home, like she has no place to go. The girls brought her in. The mother is like, "Why did you bring this strange girl into our house?" Establishes her father, who's like the governor, right? And it's more of like, who's this girl and why does she have so much money? And then the second issue is more, I mean, the third issue is more like a plot. Like, let's push the plot. The second issue is like, let's establish the relationships. I like the third issue more because I find the boyfriend a little more interesting. The boyfriend of the girl, she doesn't ever want to introduce the boyfriend to the parents, and I find that the dad has really wants nothing to do with her, and they have like this time capsule type thing
And
they want to do, and they work with the
there's something weird
secretary.
going on with the there's something weird going on with the dad too,
Oh yeah, there's something like
that they hint
hidden.
at.
Yeah. And it looks like our main character might be a lesbian or have feelings of. At least there's hints of it that I get, because when the girl touches her hand, she like blushes and she's like, I think she likes it, and then she's like, you have a boyfriend? And she gets like a little put
Jealous.
off or jealous from the whole thing. But I like the boyfriend because he's like looking at her device and he wants to fix the device, and here he's like, here's what I need is we need these old computer parts. That's gonna be hard. You're gonna have to find a way to pay for them, and then I can assemble this. But they don't, that doesn't necessarily mean that they'll get the math and all that stuff to work.
Right, the whatever's powering the actual time travel part of it, who knows if they'll be able to reproduce that.
The mother seems a little weird to me too. I don't know. I heard Monica on Martin's podcast, and not to read anything into it, but it seems like I wonder what her relationship is with her mom. She talks a lot about on the interview with Martin about her mom and her grandmother's relationship, which seemed very distant or abrasive. And I wonder what Monica's relationship is to her mom. Like, it'd be interesting. Monica's pretty fascinating. I love her. Okay, so I'm gonna be biased towards somebody that's treated me with absolute kindness throughout the years since I started podcasting, and
Yep, she's been there for a long time.
I cannot be neutral to somebody who is somebody I love, and I love Monica. I'll tell you right now, and but I really think she's very talented. I think she's got a lot of ideas. I think she's got a lot of emotion behind what she puts onto the paper and draws all these things. And I think she's a very passionate person. And
Yeah.
I love
Well, I'll
that.
say
I love
this.
that about her.
Even though I'm reading this because, I know Monica and like her, I'm legitimately enjoying this story.
I am too.
I think it's really good. I'm completely invested in the story. So even if I didn't know her, I would still be getting it because it would be on my pull list.
She drew me a logo. I mean, she just did it.
She's very nice. She's a wonderful person.
Yeah. So
so everyone should buy this.
Yes.
But despite her being a wonderful person, it is an enjoyable story.
Yeah, it is what it.
I'm into it. I like the character, the main character, a lot.
The first issue is a lot of like the mother and daughter and her working with her parents to do the time contraption and do this experiment that I guess went sort of horribly bad. The second issue is kind of a relationship issue. It's like establishing the relationship between the two girls and establishing the other girl's parents with the governor and all that stuff. And then the third issue is like, how do I try to find my way back? Yeah. how do I get back? Or try to even find, like, she's like hesitant to find her parents. Like, she could go try to trace them down. Like, they go to one college, right?
They did try, but there's like no record of her parents.
I know, but it seems like she's a little bit cautious because of things her mom said. Like, you can't do this to change this. Do you know what I mean? Like,
she doesn't want to find out what happened to them because then she might be tempted to...
That she could distort whatever happened.
To change
it.
Yeah.
So she's a little... The other girl's more aggressive. Let's do this. Let's find it. You know, she wants this to find out. The actual daughter is like, hey, my mom taught me some things about time travel. I better be cautious. On what we do now could affect something. And time travel is really weird because the rules, every writer does some stuff that are rules, like you can't change the outcome kind of thing. And then you have all these butterfly effects and all this weird shit that could possibly happen.
Yep, she could do something in the past. It's weird that her parents, that she can't find a record of her parents because they should be. You just...
Well, I thought they found her,
the guy
that worked with her mom.
Oh, that's right.
Then,
yeah, that's right.
She said she switched to the she switched universities, and he lost track with her. Do you remember?
That's right. Yeah, I remember that. But there is a mystery there.
Yeah.
Which is good.
The other thing I like about Monica is I think I like the way she's pacing her books. Like, they seem to be coming out regularly. She just put out 5. So, you know, we didn't start too long ago with 1, and then I picked up 2 and 3. And this last purchase, I think I picked up 4 and 5. Well, I still think I need to purchase 5, but I think it just came out like a week ago.
Yeah, I think she just released 5.
And the way I like to do my Comixology purchases is I like to let a few things stack up, so I buy 3 or 4 things.
Yeah, so do I.
Well,
I don't know why.
Well, you could go buy you could go buy that Nevada book because maybe we could discuss it and you could convince me what I missed.
I'm going to read the Nevada book.
Because I think there might be something in there that I'm too lazy for. I don't know. We talked about it, right? Something I need to work at. But I don't know.
Could be, or
the cover for it is absolutely amazing. I love the cover of it.
It looks like a Frank Miller cover.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like the outline and
the silhouette. Yeah.
Yeah, the silhouette. It's a really nice cover. But go check
out.
I'll
read that for next time.
Matter of fact, if you want to try a friendship paradox, if you want to try it, you know, let me know, and we'll see what we can do to get you at least a copy of the first issue to see if you like it. And just IM me or send me a tweet at Mike Myers Brunch, and we'll see if I could get you a copy so you can try. I'll buy you a copy of the first issue to at least the first 5 people that respond or anybody that's interested. Let me know and check out Monica's book. And I'll gift you the Comixology one.
Act quick. Supplies are limited.
Yeah.
Act now to one of the hottest books on Comixology.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I recommend it though. I'm enjoying the story thus far.
Yes, we love you, Monica. You're good people. Ever since you drew that DC Noise Train, man.
I forgot about the DC Noise Train.
Yeah, she drew us all in a comic book too. Me, her web comic.
Yeah, you guys were. I remember that.
Fausto. Yeah. And she nailed me. I should be in her comic book because my logo looks like I could be in Friendship Paradox.
You're in the style of Friendship Paradox.
Yep, I actually made it my Facebook icon now. Mike M's Weekly Reads. I like doing that show, Bill. Have you ever thought about doing something like that? You know why I like it? Because it's like I could stream. It's like a diary, of my thoughts. So it's like I'm recording. Yeah, I don't write nothing down. So it's absolutely no work whatsoever. The only thing I write down is like the books that I rated at the end. But that's all old stuff. It's just reading off stuff, and then I could actually cap. It actually helps me like. It helps my mind think about stuff. Like, I don't know. It's like a weird. It's a weird thing where you could talk about yourself like in a diary format without writing it down.
Yeah, I see the. I don't think I would do it, but I see the benefit. The one thing I don't understand though is mm-hmm. why did you talk about Trigger Man? We read that like a year ago.
That's what I'm telling you. My weekly reads are for a year ago. Do you not get it? In other words, I talk about something at the beginning, like what's current event or what I'm doing, or mm-hmm. what I bought or whatever I feel like. And then the second half is how I scored books for that month a year ago.
Well, that would be why then.
Because when I started the show, it was more current. But because I don't always record it, I've fallen behind on recording what my weekly read was.
Well,
so it, yeah. And it kind of works out well because then there's no spoilers. Because it's old. Yeah, so that's why Trigger Man just came up.
That's why Trigger Man came up.
And that's what's fascinating because I know we talked about some of these things and then it helps me flesh out and remember why I like something or didn't like something. Because mm-hmm. it's not like it just happened. It was a year ago. But I find it kind of fun to do. I just don't like doing it when Barb's here because she looks at me funny. Sitting there talking to myself.
Talking to yourself, yeah.
Because it's amazed how I could do it without pausing. Like, I could just stream it, just talk. All right. Well, I think we could wrap this one up unless you got anything else. Everybody's pretty shocked about you not liking anchovy pizza.
I'll have to try it at a different place to see. Maybe it was just their anchovy pizza that I didn't like.
You know, for using words like umami, you really eat the same shit all the time.
I eat various things.
No, you don't. You don't ever go outside the box. You eat the same shit every week to week.
I do not.
What did you eat? It's different.
Recently?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can never remember what I ate. That's my problem. I'm going to make some Thai food probably tonight.
Does everybody eat that or just you and your wife?
Probably just me.
Wow. So Melanie doesn't eat it. Your own cooking?
She doesn't like spicy things, so I'll try to make it not so spicy.
Huh.
But I mean, she does. But she's part of the reason my diet is more limited, because if it was just me, I would be much more adventurous.
Do you guys share eat the same thing at dinner? Whatever you guys choose? Or do you guys get something different?
No, if we make stuff, then
it's the same meal.
It's the same, yeah.
But your kids kind of eat whatever.
They usually have, I usually make them something different. Sometimes they'll eat the same thing. Depends what it is.
Do your kids have a liking for beef or chicken?
They do eat meat, yeah.
They eat chicken more, or what?
I would say that that's probably true.
Because it's weird, because kids seem to love chicken nuggets.
They sure do. That's a guaranteed on every kid's menu.
And mac and cheese or something. Like chicken nuggets.
If you always have mac and cheese,
grilled cheese
chicken
sandwich
nuggets
or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep, kids like the simple stuff.
And Alfie and Mr. Bubbles, are they almost done with the break? The spring break?
Oh, with the spring break?
Yeah.
I think so. I think so, because this week they'll be going to a restaurant. I don't know if we had anything much after that, so we'll get them back to the spring break will be over just in time.
Do you draw digitally?
Yeah, I used to do the pencils on paper and then scan them in, but now I just do it all digitally.
What do you use?
What do you mean? Oh, the digital?
Yeah.
Clip Studio. This is the software program.
On what device?
I just do it on the PC, and then I have a tablet.
Do you draw with a pen, like a digital pen?
Yeah, draw with a digital pen. I don't have one of the fancy ones where you're actually drawing on the screen.
Oh. I think that's what Alan does with his iPad, like he draws on the screen.
Yeah, I just draw on the screen. That would be nice.
God, I wish I could. I wish to God I could draw something that wasn't like the characters that I draw. They all look like Don Martin drawing from Mad Magazine. That's the only successful thing I can do. Except I can't draw a woman in Don Martin style. It looks like a man with lipstick.
Well, I mean, that's a legitimate style. You could do some.
Yeah.
You could do the guesser in Don Martin style.
I wish I could draw. I wish I knew the process a little bit more. But I really want to get the guesser out. Like I just want to just say I did it and I did something.
Yeah, you did it and you have it.
And
yeah.
I don't even like care if it's what my vision is. I just want it to get out and say I did it. I don't want it to be totally shitty, and I still want it to be what I would like it to be, but I don't think it could ever be that when it's your own and you can't draw. You know?
I don't know. I think it can be.
And it just...
You could find the right artist.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough.
It is tough.
And I'm not...
Getting an artist
is
expensive.
I'm not doing it to make money. I'm doing it just to say, hey, I've been a comic
fan
my entire life, and I'm doing it just to say a bucket list thing. Do you know what I mean?
To have that as one of your accomplishments.
Yeah, I would like to have the guesser and that other fucking book that I wanted to do with the dinosaurs and football.
First and ah.
I have way more ideas for that, though. Like it's for where that could go.
And I know. You want to have on your wall, you want to have the guesser, the liquor, and first and ah.
First and ah. Geek Brunch Comics presents.
That's right. The full collection.
Yeah. And there'll be collector's items because they'll be like 1 in 100s.
Well, and the nice thing now, I mean, you always have the digital, so you can put it up on Comixology. But
I don't
then.
know if what they said is true, but I could have sworn I listened to Comic Talk today, and I don't know if I heard the number right, but I heard that Comixology makes 70% of the cost. That's fucking ridiculous. If
Yeah, I don't
that's
remember the.
that's true.
I've seen the number, but I don't remember what it is now, but it is, yeah, it's high.
It should be the opposite. It should be 30-70, I think. It shouldn't be 70-30. That's fucking high. That's like robbery right there to me.
That sounds high to be. That sounds more like the how much you lose going traditional publishing, like between Diamond and the comic stores cuts.
Yeah, it seems wrong digitally, doesn't it?
Digitally, I would think that it would be a smaller. Because I know if you release a book, like Diamond takes, like, I don't know.
Well, they take,
Like half of the money or something, and
yeah.
then.
Well, then you have your edit. You have to pay your editors, your inkers, your colorists, your artists.
Yeah, for sure. For someone like us, there's no way to make any money. The only way you could possibly hope to make money is if you can draw it yourself
Yeah.
and do it all yourself. Then
Like
you have a
Alfie and Mr.
chance.
Bubbles, then it's all cash. It's all cash
That's
in your
right. It's all
pocket.
cash. That's how I pay for my house.
That's right. That's your early retirement. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Bill Bohmer has a film out there
They do have a film
that
off.
said he wrote.
That's true.
I watched it. So
That's, I didn't own it though. I just wrote
he
it.
just wrote the script.
That is true.
Yeah. It has some Bill Bohmer pretentiousness on it.
It?
Yeah, a little bit.
It wouldn't be right if it didn't.
All right, well, let's wrap this one up. And again, you could send to my Twitter account if you want a copy of Friendship Paradox, at Mike Myers Brunch. Bill is at DBM00, the Dangerously Billy Masters.
Dangerous Billy Masters, yes.
Don't know where that comes from. Where's the
It
Masters come
comes.
from? Bill comes from Bill, but.
I talked about this on the show before. Just go back to like episode
180?
235.
Didn't you
Go to like.
come with like around 80, or was it over 100?
No, it was before 100.
Yeah, I thought so. It was like in the 80s or 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, something around there.
Yeah.
I don't remember the first one, what number it was.
Micah got rid of all his Dimes All Day comics.
He sold his Dimes All Day
I think he
comics?
donated them, and then he gave a box or two to his dad because his dad likes to read them.
Okay. Well, after Micah finished reading them, he doesn't need to keep them.
Yeah, I think he didn't read most of them. I think it.
I know.
I
Yeah,
remember
that.
I he Mike is pretty strong because, like, I know he's a lot younger than me. Micah could be my son. He could be my son, but he carried like two long boxes. Freaking like I think it was like 6 blocks, and that would have killed me. And he stuffed these long boxes like a normal long box will hold X amount of books. His had two times as many books. Like it was like the sides were like poking out. Like it was like one
He
of
do
those
the
deals like spend $20, fill a long box or
Yeah,
something
fell
like
by.
that.
Did he do the thing where you reverse the direction of the books, like you flip them so they
Oh, he
you
did
could pack more
all kinds
in.
of stuff, and then he also like stacked on top. So like
On the
before the
sides.
lids, yeah, the sides and the lids.
So not only was he carrying it, he was trying to make sure the lid stayed on,
Yeah.
so comics didn't go flying
And I
everywhere.
remember we were walking, there was like a guy asking for money, and Mike is like, just keep walking, just keep walking. And he's carrying his long box.
Yeah,
And
you
then
guys
he
walked.
cussed us out. He was like, "You motherfuckers, I just want to
Just.
know the goddamn time." Yeah. So that Micah's at do underscore what, and you could say, "Hey Micah, what's all with your Dimes All Day comics?"
Yeah, ask him when he's going to update his website.
Yeah, I did ask him about the Tales of the Suicide Forest, and you know how he was in Japan, if he had heard about it, and he said he did hear about it, and he
Oh,
didn't.
the actual Suicide
Yeah,
Forest?
yeah. And I did
Yeah.
ask him if he had been there, and he says, "No, why the fuck would I want to go there?" He
Have you ever
says,
heard of the Suicide
he said,
Forest? Oh
he
yeah.
said, "I've heard the
Did you
stories.
visit?
I don't want to go there. Why the fuck would I want to be depressed and shit like that?"
The stories you could tell. Well, if you lived,
Yeah, if he
if
lived.
imagine the stories you could tell if you had lived through the experience. How dare you not go in there?
Yep. So, emails is Mike. Oh, I wanted to answer one other thing. Do I have time for one more thing?
Sure.
I got a digital copy of a comic book from Andrew Shaw, and it was called Cul-de-Sac, and I really should have
Ah.
gotten you a copy of this because it was fucking pretty amazing. But Andrew Shaw, I know from Alan. So Alan's really good friends. Alan went to Australia to meet Andrew Shaw. I think I might have talked to him around the Bullpen Bulletins days or somewhere
Yeah, I
around the
know his name
11 o'clock
from,
comics or something.
yeah, for Comic Geek Speak forum or
But what I
something.
really noted is at one time I was looking to complete my Savage Dragon series. And this guy was nice out of his heart to send me two issues from Australia that I was missing
Wow.
of Savage Dragon. And he sent them to me at the kindness of his own heart. Well, he put out an anthology, and it's right in my wheelhouse. It was called Cul-de-Sac. And the artist, I don't have the name with me, I apologize. But they're both going to be interviewed on an upcoming comic talk today. And this is like so in our wheelhouse. This is an anthology of 1950s horror, and it takes place in a cul-de-sac. It's like, what if, do you know your own neighbors and what is going
Oh,
on with
so
their lives and
creepy stuff
stuff?
going on in the
Yeah,
basement of your
it's
neighbor's
like
house.
what is going on in between? They're not, I don't really think, I think the cul-de-sac is just a term where it implied like a closeness with your neighbors in the 1950s, but the artistic style doesn't indicate that they're really neighbors in the same cul-de-sac.
Right, like
Because
all in the same cul-de-sac.
one of the yards is freaking big. Like the guy was building a nuclear fallout shelter underneath his, which is my favorite story, by the way, if Andrew ever listens to this. That was my favorite story, is the nuclear fallout shelter that the guy was building for his family. And but it has a bunch of cool, creepy type stories, you know, like with this man who almost gets in like this bug in his brain, kind of like the book we just read, Regression, and murders just freaking everybody in his family and anything that he sees, dogs, anything. But Cul-de-sac, I think you can order digitally through one of those services. I should have looked it up before I forgot to talk about it. But if you're interested, let me know and I will hook you up with how you can get a copy of this, because it's pretty freaking amazing. And I wish it was available on Comixology, because I could offer it, or as a
I'm surprised it's not there.
yeah.
Yeah, I would like to read this.
I'll talk to Andrew and I'll see if we can cover it in an upcoming Geek
Yeah, that'd
Brunch,
be
and I'll see
good.
if I could get you a copy of it, and we'll cover each story in depth. But the art is amazing too. He has like a painted style, and it's the same artist for every story, but
Okay.
each story is like a self-contained story, and they have like this weird link between all the stories. And it's really cool. I think you'll dig it. From Down Under, cul-de-sac.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll reach out to him like the now that I'm thinking about it and see if we could get you a copy. I'm the one that hooked up Martin with it because I knew that Martin's podcast catered more to what he was trying to achieve.
Yeah, small creators.
Yeah, so and I know Martin, like, I know Martin pretty well because I listen to all his podcasts, and I know I've met him in person, and I talked to him a lot online, and I knew that he loves the horror genre as much as I do, and I was like, you gotta check this out, you know, he won't be disappointed, and he wasn't, so. Yeah, I'll see about getting you a copy, and maybe we cover it next
Cool.
episode. Really good. I think you'll enjoy it. It's like in the, if I imagined if it existed in print, I would imagine it to be as like one of those DC Deluxe books, like a Dead Man, you know, or a Hawk World or something, like with the square binding.
Yeah.
That's what I would imagine it to be. But I'll let you go because I know you got to go get some
Paid some comics.
Rainbows and butterflies and stuff. And celebrate comics. And then let us know how that turns out. Maybe you'll buy some stuff, huh?
I'm sure I will.
All right. Are you going with anybody or by yourself?
Not just by myself.
Is it public transportation or are you driving?
I will drive.
Okay. Is it far?
No, it's not that far.
All right. Well,
And
yeah.
it's Sunday, so traffic should be okay.
All right, well, you have a good time, and I'll talk to you later, brother.
All right.
Gonna miss you at Heroes, damn it.
I know.
Shit.
It's
It's
disappointing.
like, of all the people that, like, need to be at Heroes, it has to be you because you're always with me. You're there like 90% of the time. We even had the
That is
same room
true.
last time. And the time
We
before
did.
that, you were in the room right next to us.
Right next to you, yeah.
Well, you'll
I
be
should have.
missed. You'll be missed.
That's right. If I'd gone, I probably would have stayed in your bed.
Yeah.
That's the next progression.
All right, well, you have fun. I'll talk to you later.
Right.
Bye.